want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop on the run. Stop on the run. Stop on the run. Stop on the run. Can't stop the run. Can't stop on the run.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Stop on the run.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Come on, kids. Say it with me. You watched Friends last night. Who's the father of Rachel's baby? That's right.
Hope he has my head.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Put out the candles and all the ships at sea. They had a great time yesterday fingering their bowling balls, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Thank you, Rob, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. New episode of Friday.
Friday!
Yeah! October 5. You can call us live from these cities. New York, Washington, Portland, Oregon, Salt Lake City, Iowa City, Burlington, Iowa. Starting Monday, if you're hearing us in Las Vegas, you'll be able to call live. Also, Monday, we debut at Seattle on KQBZ 100.7 FM.
Seattle!
Also, they tell us soon.
Soon.
Soon, Philadelphia, Chicago. We'll let you know.
Soon for the rest of your life.
Phone number, 877-365-3636. That's a national number, 877-365-3636. And right here from good old Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. There is our friend Radio's Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Good morning.
We got tons of stuff to cover today. Yeah, we did go out and get our bowling stuff yesterday. We have our first match scheduled for next week.
Very excited about that.
For the tri-state area. I had back-to-school night last night at my kids' school. I got a million things to get to, but we're going to start today's show with a special surprise guest. Now, this is not the mystery guest, okay, that I've been teasing, who we're still waiting to call the show.
Right.
We do broadcast to Baltimore. I didn't mention Baltimore there because they get us on tape delay. But this is a big weekend in Baltimore.
Yes.
The Iron Man, Cal Ripken.
Yeah.
Cal Ripken Jr. is playing his final game ever.
What a career.
This weekend. And we now like to welcome to the Don and Mike Show. Very special, very exclusive. You're really lucky to be listening today. Ladies and gentlemen, let's please give a wonderful welcome to Cal Ripken Jr.
Hey, Cal, how you doing?
First, let me say, Cal, welcome and thank you for coming.
Let's give this brief. I've got a date with a bottle of gin.
Cal, how do you feel at this exciting crossroads? I mean, you're about to play your final game ever for the Orioles, Cal.
I feel like ass. How would you feel after an eternity in Baltimore baseball?
Now, Cal, listen, Cal Ripken Jr., let me ask you something. And, you know, we're being broadcast to Baltimore. Will you miss the fans of Charm City?
F no. What a bunch of blue-collar retards. Hey, I've got an idea. Why doesn't everyone in Baltimore get a crab cake, a natty bowl, and go screw themselves?
Cal, that's not nice.
Now, Cal, you sound upset.
Boy.
Upset? Kiss my ass.
Oh, Cal.
I'm just freaking a litter to get out of this hellhole.
Now, Cal, come on. We've been to Baltimore. Stop the jokes. Won't you miss Baltimore?
Oh, sure. I always miss cities that look like Berlin in 1946. Not bad for a burned-out ghetto full of aimless alcoholics. Go O's!
Cal,
he is so bitter.
Cal, listen, Cal Ripken Jr., retirement's going to allow you more time with your wife and your kids. You hear athletes say this all the time. That's good, right? You're going to be able to spend more time with your wife and kids?
No, I'm about to drop that bitch for a great haul I've been seeing down their block for the past 18 seasons.
Cal, I cannot believe I'm hearing this. A hooker? You've been involved with a whore? Aren't you worried about sexually transmitted diseases?
No. After 20 years in the national clap capital, I'm pretty immune. I've had them all.
Are you telling me that the great Cal Ripken Jr., our special guest, has had sexually transmitted diseases?
You bet, a-hole. Clap, syphilis, gonorrhea, VD, scabies, and you can't visit this asshole and not get crabs. I'm itching right now.
You're itching right now. Listen,
Cal
Ripken, Iron
Man.
Cal, you can't be serious.
I'm kidding, of course, Captain.
Well, Cal, that's a relief.
Oh, wow.
The only STD that's truly a threat to me is full-blown AIDS. Ever since I've started my gay affair with Tony Siragusa.
Oh. You're having gay sex with a goose?
Yep. Boy.
Let me just say that this is a shocking,
this is amazing,
shocking interview for Cal Ripken Jr. Cal, anything else?
Yes, asswipe. How about this? The last 18 years have truly wasted my time and the time of all the shiftless, dim fans of Baltimore Orioles. I'm outie. So go back to your life of sausage, beer, and mediocrity. Peace off, America.
Wow. Wait, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Can't let it end there. I just got to know, is that it from number 8, baseball's Iron Man, the legendary Cal Ripken Jr.? You are heir apparent to baseball's proudest lineage. Is that it for you?
No. I'd also like to say, F Marty Bass. F you, Don. Your show sucks. Good day to you, sir.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Cal Ripken Jr.
I had no idea he was that bitter, Don.
We pull the big guest, Mike. You know, generally, we're a show that is not guest-driven.
Yeah,
but on the opportunities, when we have a chance to have a major celebrity,
oh, man,
we do it.
Jesus.
Cal Ripken Jr., I had no idea he had all that anger.
He's very mad.
Man, oh, man. Doesn't sound like the Cal I know.
Oh, you spent 18 years in Baltimore.
Wow.
There you go. Cal Ripken Jr. Remember, that's an exclusive.
Right.
And all you news organizations out there, if you want copies of that,
just credit.
You know, just give us the credit.
Well, if they hop on that story that, you know, they alone, though, the one thing that Cal is having an affair with Tony Siragusa.
Full blown AIDS. Hello, Don Mike Show.
Poor guy.
Hello. Are you there? Is the blower activated? Let me double check this.
We have a little trouble with it, Joe?
Yeah, every day we have trouble getting the blower activated. There, our phones are on the air. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello? Yeah, hello? Hey, Rob,
that was rude.
What is the dealio here?
Everyone's upset with Cal, so...
Everybody's mad at Cal?
Well, I tell you, everybody's furious.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Can the people not hear the what's happening on the telephone? Oh, you got it? There you go.
Now they can hear
you. Oh, hi, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's up, buddy?
Hey,
listen, this is Rod Stewart. I want to tell you about bowling.
Hey, everybody, Mike, all the celebs are calling today. Cal Ripken.
Say goodbye to Cal.
Everybody's here. Yes, Rod.
Me and my buddy, we used to go bowling on Wednesdays, and what we would do was the Saturday before we'd bowl them, me and my buddy right here would call them up, and this is what we tell them, and I think you should tell this to your opponents. Just to scare the living ass out of him.
All right, Rod Stewart, what would that be, Rod?
Okay, check it out.
Ayudo por Jesus. His Bush League Pegasus. Laughable, man.
What is this?
Pump you in the air Saturday.
It's like Cal Ripken again.
Yeah, it sounds like that. We've got a theme. Seems to be on the,
Look at our day Wednesday, baby!
Wow. I don't know.
All I know is...
That sounds like Cal.
It's Cal Ripken all over the place. Yeah. He's all over the show today.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, it doesn't sound like the Cal from those milk ads, I'll tell you that.
Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, let's showbiz.
Hello?
Yeah, they use a voiceover thing.
Voice processor.
Yeah, when he's in the ad. You heard the real
They use a harmonizer.
A moment ago. Yeah, like Rush Limbaugh.
Yes, Captain.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Thanks, Oswald.
It's amazing. Sounds exactly like Timmy O'Vibene.
Your show sucks. Hello.
Go back to your life of mediocrity.
Great, great. Listen, about the bowling. You know, would somebody please check these telephones? Was that the only button, Rob? Because all the lines are ringing, and I'm precedent, people just can't hear us.
They can hear you. I know that.
But I can't hear them. I can't. Look at that. All I get there is dial tone. All right?
The fidelity's good on that.
Now, let me try this. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Hey, we're doing okay. Thank you.
All right. Hey, boss.
Hey.
All right, hey, man, I want that $50 for the weed, too,
all right? Okay. That's another, right. It's usually the ones that get through early in the show.
Sorry, sir, no refunds.
Hey, seriously.
All of that business has to go to Buzz's pager. Keep that off the air. Say, just get that on Buzz's little pager that he wears constantly. Yesterday, after the show, we'll get the phone situation worked out. I promise we'll get right back to your calls.
I'm good.
Yesterday, after the show, we got to go over to this bowling joint. In Chantilly, Virginia. Now, I'm hard-pressed to remember the name of the place.
Chantilly Bowling Supply.
That's correct.
Our good friend Tony over there his friend Ron who hooked us up over there. Fact.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for remembering that.
When I get schmoozed, it's kind of like automatic.
We went over, and they got us bowling balls, and we have our bowling shoes,
mm-hmm.
and we got bags for the bowling balls, and Mike, you got that arm brace thing?
Yeah, he gave me one that went all the way up to my elbow that I thought looked a little too faggy, so I actually got that one like the real bowlers use, the one that just sits on your wrist. So I'm looking for. But you left early enough. You didn't see the bowling ball that I got. I got the mother of all bowling.
Did you
balls.
Get the one with the skull in it?
No.
What did you get?
I got red, white, and blue. Stars and stripes.
Wow. Johnny Patriot.
Yes, sir. Cool. And you know what? The bowling ball was made in China, and the guy actually filed out the made in China part. So it's a patriotic bowling ball. And I forgot the name of the guy, the other assistant there, but he said, it looks ugly going down the lane. Remember when he said that, Rob? It really looks ugly going down the lane.
So the news is that this is not a joke. We do have a real bowling team. We're getting our shirts made by the time we hit New York next week.
The news is my luggage got a little heavier.
By the time we hit New York, we're going to be ready for this. And I called us. My first witness today, Lisa Herndon, the producer of the Don and Mike show. God, I hope it's not Timmy that comes in again.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Lisa.
Kyle Ripken, Iron Man.
Lisa, who are we playing next week? Who is our first bowling match against?
Paul from Queens.
Five against one?
No, it's his team. I didn't get the name of his team, but I actually just hung up the phone with him.
Right.
And I've got the phone number, the address. We're all set to go Wednesday the 10th in Queens, Woodhaven Lanes, I think.
Did you get a free pizza out of it?
Oh, we'll get a free pizza.
Okay, very good.
Beautiful.
Outstanding. So next Wednesday night, the Don and Mike Gutterballs, we make our debut, and we have the logo.
Yeah, do you think we can get the shirts on time?
Yeah, the shirts will be ready, right?
Well, I've got to call into a guy, and that should be taken care of. I'm going to try and get them dropped off here on Monday.
And the balls have hair coming out of them.
Good.
Our logo.
Yeah, and they're not round like a bowling ball. They're kind of more egg-shaped.
Ah, very good.
You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like they're coming out of some kind of little bag or sack.
That is fantastic. You know, this guy at Chantilly Bowling Center could not have been nicer. They hooked us up great. With the whole schmear.
Agreed.
And I was there when they were putting your finger holes in the balls, when they were doing that.
When they were drilling my balls?
When they were drilling
your ball, rather.
Yes, absolutely.
Not only did the good people at Chantilly Bowling Supply hook us up, they took Lisa and I to bowl 2 free games.
Oh, and afterwards. Well, listen, now, this would be an exciting bit of news. Yes. I have not heard this. How did you guys bowl?
Well, I think we both made progress. I think we did. Our first game, I think I bowled a 107, but one of the credit goes to Lisa because she was still in training mode. But my second game, 148.
Hey, that's good. There you go. And Lisa, how did you do?
Well, I didn't do so great. I'm not going to divulge my score, but what I did is I got free lessons. There were several guys that gathered.
Yeah,
of
imagine
course.
That.
You're going to be a real retard to get bowling lessons. I'm just kidding. Just joking.
It was amazing that for Lisa's lessons.
It was also because it was Lisa. Because, there was some guy like, did you catch the guy yesterday when we were in this bowling shop? We were trying shoes on and stuff.
Right.
Oh, it's funny waiting for Rob to get his shoes because Rob has to get
Herman
Munster size shoes.
I really did because Rob was down to finally one pair, the only pair. He couldn't pick out a style. He had to pick out the only shoes that
but, in his deformed feet. Did you notice how I went into it saying, what do you have that's in a 13-wide?
Yeah, so you know
brought it out.
Exactly what's going to happen there anyway.
So we go in this joint, and everybody else just goes to the wall, and everybody says, I like this, I like this, I like this. Lisa gets like four boxes, okay, because it's shopping.
Yeah, Lisa's at Nordstrom.
And she sits down, and one of these guys from the bowling alley place comes over and goes, man, your picture on the website, it don't do you justice.
That wasn't awkward at all.
Very friendly guy, but he looks a lot like Vince Vaughn in Psycho.
Yeah,
so it was a little creepy to have him around.
I am not surprised that Lisa was able to get some free lessons at the lane next door. Here, Lisa from the Dynamite Show.
You'd be surprised how much physical contact bowling lessons require.
I got a lesson, too. My lesson was don't grip with your two middle fingers and your thumb. You don't grip, and you keep your thumb straight when you're putting it in the ball.
And fingers first.
Never put the thumb in first.
That's always my rule. Fingers first, thumb later.
That's right.
That's always my rule.
Very erotic. I discovered bowling can be very erotic. Mm-hmm.
So next Wednesday night, we'll be in Queens. Where are we playing?
Woodhaven Lanes at 7:30.
There you go. Donna, my gunner ball is taking on, what's the guy's name?
Paul and his team.
Well, Paul's got to get his team name so he can, like, build it up.
I'll call him back and get it. But we're booked up until pretty much November, so people need to call.
Good.
Book them now.
And we're going to be announcing where we're going to be playing. Mm-hmm. So come on out and, see what we're doing.
Have a Diet Coke. Have a beer.
See us.
Right. And you can have beer at bowling alleys. Sure. Most bowling alleys have beer. Right?
You can have the hard stuff in some bowling alleys.
Yeah, I saw a gin and tonic.
Are you serious? I would not lie to you.
I know. We went to Chantilly Bowl America yesterday, and I saw something that looked a lot like a gin and tonic.
I think I hesitate.
That clip that the person called in, Joe tells me, was from the Big Lebowski.
Oh, okay.
It was a bowling related
bowling clip. I got you. Right, that's right, because the Big Lebowski went bowling all the time.
Mm-hmm. I wish you'd been there, because I really was unbelievably proud of my bowling ball. It was one of two. And they'd sold the other one, so it was the last one.
Wow.
It's not hideous. It's a beautiful. It's a thing of beauty. It's beautiful,
hey,
red, white, and blue.
It's red, white, and blue. You can't say it's hideous.
Well, yeah, it's okay.
At this time in our country's
history,
you can't say it's hideous.
Super Patriot Don Geronimo.
Right back at you, Johnny Patriot.
There we go, right there. I withdraw it, and I look forward to bowling with Evel Knievel's helmet.
It was fun.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing, Don?
Hi.
I have a little advice for you for bowling.
Yeah.
Go home and pick up your wife like a bowling ball to get the fingertip feel again.
That's what I was saying. That's how I've always gone. Fingers first, then the thumb.
Right, absolutely.
That whole thing about you pick a girl up like a six-pack.
Sure, sure.
Right there, like that. You get the claw thing going.
Yeah, what's the difference between pink and purple? The grip.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, I was wondering if you heard your number one fan, Mr. Ahearns, is moving to the business section.
Cool. Yes, Frank Ahearns from the Washington Post would no longer be the radio reporter. Yeah.
Well, we'll have to develop a hatred for somebody new,
breaking
a new one.
Yes, we will. As a matter of fact, you're going to be shocked about who I'm having dinner with next Thursday night.
Oh, really?
Frank Ahearns.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You had scheduled that about a week ago, right?
No, yesterday.
All right.
Called me up yesterday.
I knew you guys were planning on doing that.
Well, no, yeah, we were going to have like a what's happening at the radio station thing, and
then
he called me up and he said, I'm quitting. And I said, well, if you're quitting, then we can be friends.
There you go.
So I'm going to have dinner with Frank Ahearns. incidentally, here's the thing. I'm talking to the guy yesterday, and really, I think I've even said this in the past. I don't really hate him as much as we've made out. He's a goofball like all these stupid radio reporters are. The thing is, so yesterday I said to him, I'm talking to him on the phone, and I said, well, if you're quitting your job, you're not going to be the radio reporter for the Washington Post anymore. Why don't you finally come on the show one time? Just come on the show and let us talk to you. And he said, well, I don't know. Maybe when I'm not officially writing the column, that's real journalism. Maybe when I'm not officially writing the column, I'll come in. I said, fine.
When he's free.
I said, that's fine. And then he said, but incidentally, would there be any way that I could get one of the Donna Mike bowling team shirts?
Wow.
So,
that's kind of nice.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens with
sure.
it. Yeah, no, I know he's leaving. And, I wish him well. Good luck. Dumb retard.
Thank you.
See ya. Of course.
You know, you can strike a deal. You can give him a bowling team shirt if you can choose the name that's embroidered on it.
Dickhead.
Or weed.
Dickweed.
Dickweed.
Hello. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
We're great, thanks. Who's this?
This is Laura. I'm the other half of the team at your bowling on Wednesday night.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, are you, so you're on Paul's team?
I am. I'm his fiancé.
You're his fiancé. Now, how many girls are on the team?
I am the only one. And oh, I'm that's... the only right-handed.
We have two girls on our team. We have Lisa and Buzz. Kidding, Buzz. Kidding right. Because I love. Kidding because I love.
Right.
You know, yesterday, that's one of the things. Buzz got in there and got his stuff before we did.
And he was in there like lightning.
That's how I decided how heavy my bowling ball should be. The guy said to me, well, you got a 14-pound, you got 15-pound, 16-pound, 70-pound. I said, what size did Buzz get? Mm-hmm. And he said, 14. I said, well, then I'll take the 15.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Just on general principle.
That's a heavy ball.
Just on,
heavy ball.
On general principle.
My patriotic Super Bowl is a 15-pounder also.
I have a 15-pound.
It's all about control.
Rob, what big is a 16, is it?
Did you get a 16-pounder?
Bet I did, Mike.
Yeah, there you go.
Of course he did.
Good for you, Rob.
So let me ask you something.
Go with those old lady shoes that you had to go.
What's the name?
Wow. You mean that would be a heterosexual old lady, right? Not like the gay young man that you appear to be.
Watch that road. Know your place, boy. What is the name of what's the name of the team, your fiance's team?
Our team name is Aggravation.
Aggravation? So it's Donna Mike's Gutterballs versus
Aggravation. That sounds like it's an arena football game.
Beautiful. Honey, listen, I don't like saying this to a woman. Don't take this the wrong way, but we're gonna kill you.
Oh, come on now.
We're going to OJ you. Really, you're going to walk out of there. You're going to have to put your head in the bowling bag when you walk out. We're going to cut your head off.
Now, there's concern, though.
We're going to kill you.
I have concern. Okay. You say you're the only right-hander?
I am the only right-handed person.
Now, isn't there something about left-handers in bowling that left-handers do well at bowling? Is that right?
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, I think we gotta be on our game. We gotta definitely get there early and warm up a little bit.
All right, gotcha. Yeah. Okay, we'll see you there.
All right, I'll see you there.
All right, thank you, honey.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We will see you next Wednesday night.
Now, Rob commented on my shoes a moment ago, and I am just thrilled with my shoes. I think that they will, you know, they're kind of like red flames on my feet.
Your shoes look like my underpants. your shoes are black and red. They are black with red streaks.
Yeah, they're like almost like fireballs along the side of them. And
they are gay.
And then my little wrist brace is black also.
You might as well go to Pickle Park wear those shoes and that penis arm brace you have.
I should have brought my bowling ball out to Pickle Park.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, you could have beat up some homos with that.
With the ball.
Yeah. Hello.
How are you guys today?
We're doing great, thank you.
Hey, listen, if memory serves, and I'm sorry if I'm off with this, but from listening to a previous show, I heard that I think Buzz's birthday is October 7th.
Is that true, Buzz?
That is true.
That is true. You have the same birthday as me, Buzz.
When is that?
Wish you a happy birthday.
Well, and happy birthday to you.
Oh, that's
thanks.
Sunday.
Thank you very much, Buzz.
Well, yeah. Well, what
Sunday
does that mean we celebrate it Monday?
I don't know.
I guess so.
Although, I guess you guys could. I'm celebrating it on Sunday in Giant Stadium.
I'm kind of sick of having all the horse come in all the time.
Sure, in time for my birthday.
Yeah, you going to do anything for me?
Hold it.
Yeah, you
got to
put somebody in the studio for me.
Wait, hold on. Wait, everybody stop.
Okay. What?
Did you just say?
What?
did you? I thought I heard you say something along the lines of you're kind of sick of having the nude women.
Unless there's... I put this on, and I should not have said whores, the exotic dancers.
Yeah,
the professionals. The professional women who come in.
You're tired of them?
Well, I would like... I'd like some variety.
Some new blood.
I have not had anything really new since Buzz put on the penis mask.
Right. That's true. Right.
Since Buzz...
Now, when you say variety, you're talking about the type of show, right?
Yes. And if the birthday show is for Buzz, and it will be on Monday, I say to whoever the exotic women are who come down to perform on Buzz, really, perform on him. I mean...
Completion?
Really? What?
Completion?
No. Not to completion.
Please, God, no.
Not to completion.
That would be variety.
But something different.
I can put out candles.
Yeah. Well,
Does this involve Buzz getting into a greater state of undress?
I believe... Well... Maybe
this was a ball buzz in a harness.
Maybe.
We don't want that.
Maybe.
With a rubber ball in his mouth.
You know, Pulp Fiction is a movie that is never on cable. And it was on cable this morning.
Oh, was it really?
It was on one of those dumb Encore channels this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife was disgusted. She came downstairs and I was just sitting in front of the TV. And it was right as the guy's coming out of the bathroom and he's taking the shots at Sam Jackson, at John Travolta.
There you go.
And they both look around like, God damn, I can't believe this guy missed me. And then... And look at each other and they just pull out their gun and boom, 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 boom.
Best
and,
look right before they pull the trigger. Whoa.
And then the best part when they go to Quentin Tarantino's house and, you know, and Harvey Keitel comes over.
Right.
She comes and she goes, I can't believe you're watching this before breakfast. And, you know, and what made me think of Buzz and the thing is that Ving Rhames is standing there and he's, you know, he's all bloody and they've just, you know, the guy's just giving
had his way.
Yeah, giving him the old, you know.
Yeah.
You know, up the poop shoot.
I'm more than okay.
Yeah. He said, I'm going to get medieval on your ass.
I'm going to get medieval on his ass.
Talking to Bruce Willis, he covered with blood.
We're cool. Now get out of here.
Never come back.
Mr. Rapist over here.
Mr. No,
Mr. Soon to be living the rest of his life in the worst agony rapist over here.
That is a great movie. It really is.
And Bruce Willis goes over and picks up his French girlfriend. Where did you get the motorcycle? It's a chopper. Get on.
Blueberry pancakes.
Yeah, yeah. Just get on the motorcycle. But I did not even have my breakfast.
Booch. 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 I hung the watch on the...
What does he hang the watch on in Pulp Fiction?
On the kangaroo.
Yeah.
Booch, Mr. Booch.
Well, listen, yes, happy birthday to Buzz. Monday we'll celebrate, and I don't know what I was thinking there.
You were challenging the performers.
Yes, girls, yes. Please, I need more.
Enjoy your birthday, Buzz.
Thank you. You too, sir.
Thank you for the call, Steve.
Thank you.
Need those girls, though, to come down and put on the show of shows on Monday for Buzz.
Absolutely.
I mean...
something different.
Maybe I'm out of line here, but I'm thinking I want to see some blood.
Yeah, that would be out of line.
Not from the girls.
That would be out of line.
Not from the girls.
Right.
But I want to see Buzz bleed.
So if you tune in Monday during the Buzz Burbank segment of his birthday segment, you might hear this sound. Just another day.
Well, because listen, it's the bit has gone simply from having topless girls come in with cakes to having topless girls come in and perform on each other to having like eight topless girls and bottomless girls come in and perform on each other to when Buzz put on the mask.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got to keep topping ourselves in this.
And this is just me talking, but didn't we give Shiloh a tremendous amount of exposure for her Playboy career?
Yes, Playboy.com.
And, you know, Shiloh could bring her whole stable down here.
Yeah, okay. Well, Buzz, count on it.
Okay.
You better bring a clean pair of underpants on Monday.
Yeah, or, you know, some at all.
To work with you. Ew. Oh, Buzz.
Oh, hey, you might see blood after all.
For goodness sakes. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I just want to tell Buzz happy birthday, too, because the 7th is my birthday, too.
Wow, it's an outbreak.
And we didn't mention Buzz will be 78.
That's right.
How old will you be, really,
78
Buzz?
Years old.
78 years old.
Be 48.
On Sunday. 78. Buzz, 78 on
48.
Sunday.
48.
Mm-hmm. And, 48's still plenty old.
Yeah.
You know, you're almost getting old.
That's trying not to laugh.
You're almost getting old enough now that we don't have to goof on your real age.
That's true.
You know what
almost.
I mean? Almost.
Right. Not quite there yet.
Right. Yeah.
You're still in the you're in your mid-40s.
Thank you, Mike.
No, he's
God
his,
bless you.
He's in his late 40s, Mike.
Technically, that is late 40s.
And really,
mid to late, perhaps.
Early 50s.
No.
I mean, because really, your late 40s really are your early 50s.
Well, actually, you start your 49th year. After Sunday.
Well, and thanks for that spin. Yeah. I appreciate that.
There you go. Well, yes, and happy birthday. We'll have a birthday show for Buzz on Monday.
Booch.
Thank God that guy called in to tell us. Because, you know, Buzz is not like the rest of us. The rest of us on our birthday.
Oh, we start hinting a month before.
We drop hints. We just come out and say, as a matter of fact, Mike and I will just say to each other, hey, you know, my birthday's in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but not Buzz. He'll sit over there quietly and just, you know, he'd be happy if the birthday was never noticed. I mean, you know, inside he's screaming.
Yeah, not to mention our subtle on air that you and I give, you know. So, listen, when I'm going out for my birthday dinner,
hello, Don and Mike show. Mark.
Yes, hi, Don, Mike.
Hi.
How you doing? I was listening before. You were asking what is it about left-handers that you're hearing about. It's that they have a natural curve that if they can control it and use it to their advantage, they're unstoppable.
I think some of the greatest bowlers in history have been lefties.
Yeah, they have.
I wish I, you know, I'm ambidextrous. I wish I was a left-handed bowler, but I'm not.
Well, most men are ambidextrous, at least in one thing. I just thought you might want to hear that left-handers are really tough. If they're good, they're great. If they're bad, they suck.
Okay.
All right. I am not ambidextrous when it comes to getting my jerk on.
I swear to you.
Right, I'm not either.
I'm serious.
I'm right-handed.
I've tried it once with my left. The left doesn't know what to do.
Sometimes that can be fun.
Well, I feel that if a guy is has to resort to having to use his hands, he needs all the help he can get.
There you go.
So thanks a lot, guys.
Not necessarily. I bang my wife plenty. I bang her hard, but I still enjoy my J.O. time.
Well, they say that sometimes if you do switch hands, you can make it feel like a different person.
Do they really?
Yeah. Yeah, like if you go from your standard hand and then you use the other hand, it's like a stranger.
Is it really?
Yeah, okay. What I've heard. I never tried it, though.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don and Mike, my brothers, what's going on?
Hey.
Yeah, I got a way you can see blood without someone getting hurt.
How's that?
Buzz can go out and get a kidney infection, and then when the girl forms on him to completion, it'll come out like raspberry yogurt.
Yeah, God.
I'll work on that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, thank you.
You.
Hey, take care, guys.
Goodbye, Celia. All right. Yeah, take care. Touch a friend.
So long.
Touch a hand. Make a friend, I mean.
See ya.
Have a happy day. All right, let's clear the lines. 877-365-3636. That's the toll-free number. We need a call 100 right now.
I have to go get Cal's autograph.
Friday's show is always jammed, so let's start with a call 100 right now. Good luck. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Mike O'Mara. You know, being part of a highly rated radio show, I'm constantly on the road, and I occasionally don't sleep well, and that leads to severe constipation. But now there's help with new Tylenol PM BM. Tylenol PM BM helps me get a good night's sleep, and with a gentle laxative, I wake up ready for a nice morning BM. If you suffer, like I do, from limited bowel function followed by sleepless nights, take Tylenol PM BM and get ready for a good night's sleep followed by a nice BM. You can thank me later.
Big Bus Freestyle. But choose not to. Don and Mike.
Well, now listen. Everybody took their funny pills on this show.
I hope that product helps a lot of people.
It will. Time for caller number 100. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Oh, what am I doing here? Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I want to tell Mike he's got the stranger all wrong there.
What?
Mike has the stranger all wrong. It's not using the other hand. It's sitting on your correct hand until it gets numb.
All right, yeah.
Your hand
falls asleep.
Right. I think you're absolutely right, sir.
Oh, that guy, I've been waiting to tell you that.
Well, I'm so happy. Does he get the prize?
No, he was actually on hold. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'm the one who's caller.
Yeah, you are. Hi. What's your name?
My name's Omar the Tent Maker. How y'all doing?
Omar the Tent Maker. Omar the Tent Maker, where are you from?
Fairfax.
Omar, you've won the Band of Brothers prize pack. Don't miss Band of Brothers Sunday night at 9 on HBO. Thank you for listening to the show, Omar.
Thanks, Mike. Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you.
There you go.
And kind of left out of that one, Don. I don't understand what happened. He said, thanks, Mike, and then said, happy birthday, Buzz.
I'm left out of that one.
But I said, you were kind of left out of that.
No, that's all right. That's okay. I'm fine with that.
That's what I said. I said, you were left out.
Oh, I thought you said you were left out.
No, you were.
I don't need the love from Omar the Tent Maker.
Hey, Omar, what's the deal? Is he still on the line?
Yeah, put him back on hold.
Hey, Omar.
Hold on. Hey, bud. Hey, will you put him back on hold? Hey, Omar.
Yes.
Hey, what's your problem? I wasn't offended, but now that it's been brought to my attention, I'm terribly offended.
What happened?
Well, you said, hey, thanks, Mike, and happy birthday, Buzz. You didn't say anything to Don.
I'm sorry, Don. I said bye, Don, Mike. I love all you guys.
Okay.
All right. Well, now Rob is putting his hand up.
Hey, Rob wasn't mentioned, was he?
No.
I love Rob. I love Lisa. I love the whole crew, man.
All right. Thank you, Omar.
There's a little boy named Joe Artinger that would like his name mentioned.
Oh, Lordy. Slow Joe.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Very good.
All right. Thank you. Listen, I want to thank you guys yesterday. You were nice enough when we went to the bowling place that I was able to do the Elvis treatment. I walked in. The guy measured my fingers for the ball. I picked out the ball in my shoes, and I left.
Right.
Because I had to get right to back to school night.
Right? I know that's a night that you look forward to.
Well, you know, now that my kid is in 11th grade,
right.
Back to school night is becoming
less of the chore that it's been in the past. I mean, every year you hear me come on and talk about, especially when he was a little kid, you know, having to squeeze the giant adult size ass into the small plastic chair.
Right.
Well, now that he is, he's a junior in high school, and as a matter of fact, he's had some colleges approach him about, just going right to college.
Skipping his senior year?
Like next year.
Wow.
Not an effing chance we're going to let that happen.
Well, it's fun for him, too.
But, it's a different experience on the back to school night with my kid in high school. I'm lost. I mean, in previous years, as you go through this, and you'll find this with your kids, Mike, when your kids are little, you go and it's fun because you see pictures that they've drawn. And then when my kid got to junior high school, the teachers thought it would be fun, like in algebra. I know I brought in little mini tests that they gave to the parents for fun to find out how smart the parents were.
Yes, they quiz you.
Last night when Frieda and I went to back to school night at my kid's school, thank God they offered no tests or quizzes.
Good.
But we both sat there like morons. My son is taking a class called Humanities English.
Okay. It's tough when you don't know what the title of the class
is. It is a combination of English and history.
Okay.
It's a combination. Here are the books that they're reading.
All right.
On this semester. Introduction, course requirements, essay assignment. First, they're reading Homer, the Iliad.
Okay.
Then they read Homer the Odyssey.
Those are, classic literature.
Then they are reading Beowulf.
Beowulf.
Yes, thank you. I thought it was Baywatch. I'm sitting there like I'm such a freaking idiot. Then Hamlet. They're going to be reading Hamlet. Dante, the Divine Comedy. Hamlet, and goddamn Hamlet. Damn him.
You mean Shakespeare or Hamlet himself?
Hamlet, Act 1, Act 2, Act 3, Act 4, Act 5, Act... The whole... Look at this thing.
Right. Yes.
The Renaissance, the rebirth of humanicism.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
No. Spell it. H-U-M-A-N, humanism.
Humanism. Right.
So I'm reading this stuff. I mean, look, my God, late homework will not be accepted. Remember, if you're at school on the day your essay is due, even if you're not in class, you must turn in the essay. Except in the case of unavoidable absence, such as illness or emergency, students must be present on day of test. Missing school on test days is to be avoided. Oral presentations lower 2 letter grades per day, as presentations will be figured into lesson planning for the day. So I'm going through all this.
Wow, that's a hell of a class right there.
Now, here you go. Here's what my kid's working on right now. 11th grade, humanities class. Know thyself. There are several fundamental philosophical questions which guide this course. The artists, philosophers, poets, theologians, and politicians of each age give different answers. It is our goal to help you understand them so that you may better understand your culture and yourself. Now, I'm sitting in the class last night. I'm already drawing pictures while she's reading just this first paragraph.
Right.
I'm thinking, how could my kid possibly sit there and absorb this stuff? Question one. What is the cosmetology? How is the natural universe ordered or designed?
Cosmetology? You mean this is cosmology?
Cosmology.
Cosmetology would be beauty school.
There's no T there. Cosmology.
Right.
How is the natural universe ordered or designed? And of what is it composed? What is the central theology or mythology? What is the difference? What is the nature of man?
Well, they have philosophy.
Mm. Does he have a soul? What is the telos, or ultimate end or purpose of man?
The telos is the thing you take phone calls on.
Now, this one, I thought I knew. I circled this because the telos is the piece of equipment that we use to take live telephone calls on the air.
Yes, invented many moons ago. Fantastic piece of radio equipment.
What is the ideal society? What is the definition of a just man? What is the epistemology or theory of knowledge.
Epistemology?
Jesus Christ! Mm. The kid's in 11th grade!
That is seriously...
The kid is in 11th grade!
That sounds like a course I took in college called Introduction to Philosophy, he's getting a good education that you're paying for there.
Well, he better be with the money I'm paying for it. And the other thing at this school, this is what I love. You know, I'm paying as much for my kid to go to this school as I'm going to have to be paying for him to go to college.
Right.
So they get you there in the auditorium, and they got all the parents sitting down, all the upper school parents. The kids are in the high school, and they got us sitting down. And the first thing they say is, hey, we need more money. It's like going to church with the pass the hat thing.
Very, very frustrating when you are paying, what appears to be an exorbitant sum of money, and then they hit you for money. It's very, very strange.
For more money. But, they've got all the good reasons. They got the scholarships, and they need everything. And I'm just dying. I'm sitting there. I'm dying. I feel like the biggest idiot in the world. And I meet the teachers and all of the, again, it's me and it's my complex about what we do, but all of the other dads. Now, even though I had on the clothes that my wife has bought me, and I looked the part yesterday, I mean, I really, when I got home, I slapped a tie on.
Right.
I had the Armani jacket on yesterday, the expensive pants, the nice shoes. I looked the part, right?
Mm-hmm.
I walk in, I look like all of the other dads, all of the other captains of industry. But it's not, hold on, I got a guy who thinks I'm dumb. Jason, you think I'm dumb?
You are a retard.
Listen, no argument.
Did you graduate from high school?
Yes. But I'm telling you, when I went to high school, I didn't have this crap.
No, I didn't either.
I did. I was only in an advanced honors class when I was in high school. We had the exact same books. First of all, just because they're old doesn't mean they're hard. Nothing in them is hard to understand. They just have different language and stuff. I mean,
listen, I can't help it that my genius is being able to express myself every day here on the radio.
Amen, brother.
That I am an artist.
Right.
Listen, and I'm telling you, I know I'm a dumb guy.
Don, please say artiste.
Artiste. I know I'm a dumb guy. I am pointing that out by bringing you the material that my kid is getting in school that I'm lost on. I'm sitting there, I'm lost. But just let me
tell me you don't know, you haven't read one of those things?
I may have read Hamlet back in high school, yeah, but I don't remember it. I mean, when I went to high school, I was being a disc jockey.
Mm-hmm.
I was working at a radio station when I was 15.
Nothing wrong with that.
I couldn't wait to get the F out of high school.
Worked out okay.
Yeah,
it worked out fairly well.
I knew it wasn't my bag.
You're
baby.
One hell of a provider.
Wasn't my bag.
You slay the dragon each and every day.
But thank you for asserting the fact that I'm stupid. I think I prove that daily on this show, right? Which is why I bring the thing and I read it. But the point is that everybody else in the room was as dumbstruck as I was. All of the parents are sitting there because they go through this thing, and then the teacher says, "Are there any questions?" And
that's when you pray for none.
I'm looking around the room, and there are no questions. They're just, are there any questions on this material?
Everybody bewildered, looking around going, please don't ask a question, it'll make me feel dumb.
But I look the part, okay? So I'm dressed as nice as the other guys, and I got my wife, who's, beautiful. And it always ends up like this, that we get done, with he's in some advanced physics class,
or
some goddamn thing like this, and I'm sitting in this class for 15 minutes while they're outlining what they're going to be doing. And on the way out, you have to say hello to the teacher. And all of the dads are coming up and saying hi to the teacher. And the teacher is saying stuff like, how's the defense contracting business going these days? And there's some guys in my kid's school who work on Capitol Hill. And they're talking about this. And other guys with
power brokers done.
The stock market and how, how's your computer company? It comes to me and the teacher says, so I hear you're starting a bowling team on your radio. show. I ask you not. That's what I'm getting. That's what I get. The teacher says,
couldn't be more proud.
You're starting a bowling team on the radio show.
And hey, Don, you look that teacher square in the eye. Yes. You tell her. I brought this up a couple of times. The world needs its gestures.
Yeah, I know.
We're very important right now.
Mm-hmm. I just,
there you go.
As the other moms and dads are walking through the hallways, the teachers, some teachers are spotting Because my kid goes to a school with a bunch of the parents are very famous, very highly influential people.
Right.
The teachers are coming up and seeking them out and saying, "Oh my God, I can't believe you're thank you for your service. You're a great American."
Right.
Me, I got the kids. You know, the kids in the school who are there, who are like the seniors, who are there as hall monitors to lead the parents around. They're the ones coming up to me going,
"I get that too.
Man, when you had that chick on from Playboy last week,
oh no.
My God, that was fantastic." Like,
God.
You know, thank you, son.
But who would you rather hang out with?
No, I know, but
yeah, it's cool to be the dad. I
keep you young.
I really, when the older kids at my kid's school do that, I like that. That's a good feeling. It really is. It's a very, very cool feeling.
And then I always get to talk with the principal. He always slides up to me at one point. He's a very nice man. Every year he comes up, and it's like he goes out of his way to stand with me and almost to show the other parents, "Look, I'm standing here with a freak.
It's okay.
I'm standing here with the guy that
stands next to you like it's nice to stand next to you, like he's doing you a favor, you know, kind of showing the other parents that you're okay."
And he's being nice.
He's
enough.
Being super nice, I guess.
He's very nice, but we're making small talk, but I'm seeing the whole time that he's looking around the room. Now, he's not looking around the room because he's bored about what we're talking about.
Right.
He's looking around the room as if to show the other parents.
Well, I can talk to anyone.
Yes, this is the disc jockey that plays the fart noises and has the naked girls and screams at people on the telephone. Look, he's normal. Approach him.
Are there some of the other parents that might give you a chilly reception at all?
Some of the parents I feel the definite chill from.
Right.
But see, the thing is, the great equalizer is my wife. Because who doesn't love my wife? Everybody loves my wife.
Right.
She's like involved in every goddamn committee in the school. So people will come up and they will see her and they go, "Oh, Frida, hi. How are you? It's so wonderful to see you." And then at some point, they have to turn and go, "Oh, you know, hello, idiot. How are you?" So it's always, you know, and I'm positive it's more me than it is them.
Yeah, right. You're overreacting, but it's there.
I always feel that way. I always feel that way. And then I went to go to the bathroom, and I, you know, get the wet spot on my pants. coming out, it's like,
"Well, hello, Skippy."
Christ, I got the wet spot on my pants.
Oh, dear.
They're trying to follow the kid's schedule, and I'm going, how does he possibly go through this every day? You know, here I am. I think I got a tough job sitting down to write a stupid bit about Cal Ripken saying, you know, "F you, asswipe." And my kid is going into school, and he's in there doing the stuff that I never my wildest dreams comprehend doing.
He's in a good program. He's getting a good foundation.
Yes, he is. So that was the back to school night. And the other thing that's just a bitch is the fact that when we did the afternoon show,
right,
I always had the luxury of arriving late. But now because we do the new midday time slot, well, that meant that I could be there for every single drop.
What was the total time commitment?
4 hours. A little over 4 hours. You know, you got to sit through the big assembly to begin with, and you got to go meet with the guidance counselor.
And you, do you get the impression it's as difficult for the teachers as it is for the parents? I mean, it's a stressful thing.
No. I get the feeling the teachers, especially now that my kid's in high school.
Yeah.
The teachers love the fact that they know that the kids are smarter than the parents. The teachers, there is an under...
See, that's interesting. Hey, your son's a lot older than Mike.
There is an underlying feeling, and I'm not just saying this because of the way I felt. I was looking at these, you know, these captains of industry sitting around the room with the same dumb expression on their face as me.
Right.
And I was watching them doodling on their pads, you know, and I know these guys, they're lost with this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I go into this physics class and the teacher is up there going, "If X means Y times 48 times, you know," and right. I just see guys just looking there going,
but you gotta leave there feeling like you're doing better. You know, that's what we all want to do. We want to do better for our kids than we do for, you know, than our parents did for us.
Yeah. Well,
and that's
there's no doubt I'm doing that. There is no doubt.
And I have to say, you know, I'm public school educated, but I'm very happy that, you know, that you can do good things for your kids.
Yeah.
It's a good feeling, but I tell you, it is an intimidating environment.
Always very awkward. And while the other parents, the other thing is, when they weren't talking to me about the radio show, and a lot of those people, I want to say this too, a lot of those goddamn captains of industry, you know, they're
well, Muffy, we are going down to the polo grounds for the weekend.
Listen, they listen to this show in the car.
Oh, of course,
they love it because you know they approach me privately and go,
can I tell you something? When you had that guy eat those gopher guts on the air, I nearly threw up all over my BMW.
It's a guilty pleasure.
The other thing that I get from a lot of these people is that they ask all of them about their jobs or about current events. I would get this a lot. So, what do you think about the new Survivor? I get that a lot.
They're trying to bring it down to a level?
Yeah, or I get... do you like The Weakest Link? Yeah, love The Weakest Link.
Pop culture.
Love it. I got this one a million times last night. So, great to see you. Your kid's doing wonderful. Wow, your wife looks great. Ooh, what about those Redskins? That one I got, I mean, yes. 1,000 times last night.
That's what they feel is a decent subject.
1,000 times. They go, what can we possibly talk to this idiot about? Oh, yeah.
You'll like this.
Yeah, he likes football. But it's an interesting experience. And as Frieda said to me on the way out last night, you know, we got one more to go. Next year, that's it. He's a senior.
Got to be feeling pretty cool about that.
Yeah.
Doesn't end, though.
I know it doesn't end.
Yeah, it's, you know, they go away and stuff like that. But, you know, my mom's always very quick to point out that it doesn't matter. You know, they're with you forever, and that's just the way it's going to be.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're Tony Soprano. You realize that, don't you?
Well, I don't kill people.
You know, next year, or 2 years from now, when Bart goes to Columbia, they're going to be hitting you up for money just like they did with Tony.
Oh, listen, they're already doing that at my kid's school now.
Do you think you're perceived, I won't say we're, because I mean, but you know, we have similar experiences with this. Do you think that's the perception? That it would be the same way people would act if there was a gangster with their kid in a school?
I believe so.
Is that what we deal with?
Although I want to say this, I don't think that I'm treated with the same reverence that Tony Soprano is treated with.
Yeah, because there's not the fear of death.
Right, no.
How do we do that?
What's the word?
How do we implement
what
that?
Gonna fart in front of them or something? Right. That's like the worst thing they think that I'm gonna do.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I did the auction at my kid's school, there were, you know, a few parents that weren't real happy about that, and I had to deal with that.
Yeah, right. Because you're the shock jock.
Yeah. And they somehow think that I'm gonna come in, you know, like pantless.
No, at least
or something. You know, it's my kid's school, for God's sake.
At my kid's school, they're fine with that.
You actually talked me down when that was going on. Remember that last year?
Yeah.
Because you'd been there and you'd experienced similar stuff, and you know, you just got life goes on. I mean, but people's perception of you and me outside of this environment is to see, and we're like, hi, would you like to see my penis?
Yeah.
You know, come
Although
on.
I do want to say this. Goddamn, last night there were tons of MILFs.
Oh, yes.
There were so many goddamn hot MILFs there last night.
Were they younger than the dads in many cases?
Yeah, a lot of these guys, they're like on their second or third wives.
Mm-hmm.
And who am I to say I'm on my second, but at least I've been with her for 20 years. And my wife is looking damn strong.
I mean, damn.
But, man, there's some MILFs there last night. Really some hot pieces of ass.
There you go.
They really are.
That's fantastic.
God damn.
Good for you.
Some of those girls are so hot. Yeah. I mean, women. Some of those mothers.
Hello. I think I'll sit here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don?
Yes, hi.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to let you know that, you know, you shouldn't feel so bad, because when they write those what they call syllabuses up about classes, they just try to use big words. You know, if they said universe instead of cosmology or whatever it was,
right,
we'd all understand.
Yeah, maybe I'd follow it. All right, thank you, my friend.
Okay.
Thank you.
Trying to dazzle you.
Yeah, this is now people are treating me like I'm quirky. Okay.
Don't fear bad, Don.
Hello.
They tried to use the big words in that syllabus.
Hello.
Do you understand, Don?
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Radio God.
Hi there.
Hey, don't feel so bad. You just look them straight in the eye and say, hey, only a handful of guys can do what I do every day.
Jerry Lewis. There may be
Jerry
six
Lewis.
Or eight guys.
There,
we're going to take all the teachers that write those fancy syllabuses and teach them how to take a fall.
Teach them how to tell a good dick joke. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, at least you're involved with your son going to school. A lot of these parents out there don't give a rat's ass.
No, you know, listen, I've said it before. I love my kid more than anything. I'd do anything for him.
Doug, I agree with you. Don't feel so bad. Mine too, but you got kids out there to turn into murderers and politicians.
Don't feel bad, Don. They use extra big words.
Yeah, they do. This is how I feel when I walk into the classroom. Oh, hey, look, there's Bart's dad. Have you heard his show? His awful show?
Hey, he's singing a song.
Listen, it's Don. Comes out like a rose. Oh, there he is. Anybody knows. That's how I feel. Sure, he's wearing nice clothes. But you better not talk. Sorry, I mean, you know, you could, you could put a piece of ribbon on a piece of ass.
Right.
But it's still a piece of ass.
Well, don't be intimidated.
I'm not. Well, I am a little bit, but I'll get over it.
Don't worry about
it. It's once a year.
Absolutely.
It's once a year.
Now, you don't have to go back through for anything like this other than social functions.
No, all the rest of the stuff is the stuff that they don't mind that I do. You know, the stuff where I use my hands. Like, where I go to the school and, you know, and dig. I'm serious.
You can go in the backyard. They'll put you on a run.
No, like when they have the carnival, the school carnival to raise money and stuff. That's where I always get that call right away. Hey, listen, we need to
let you drive the cart again.
Yeah, drive a golf cart or, you know, come out and dig a trench or something. I'm always good for that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yeah.
Just wanted to let you know it all comes down to you just can't polish a turd.
No, agreed. That's what I was trying to say. You put a ribbon on a piece of vest.
Hey, the bottom line, it's your kid, and he's doing great.
Yes, he is. Absolutely. Hello, Donna, my show.
Hi.
Hi.
The word is syllabus. I mean, syllabi, not syllabuses.
I don't think we said syllabuses.
No, she's correcting the caller, not you.
Oh, the caller.
Right.
Oh, I didn't hear the caller say that.
Yeah, he said syllabuses.
Syllabi.
Syllabi. Okay, syllabi.
All right. Letter is C.
Well, you're just a little smarter than him.
Wait. Kiss my syllabi.
Letter is C.
Syllabi. Okay, thank you, honey.
Thanks, guys.
Like dominatrices.
Bye-bye.
Rob, a word for that woman?
Oh, it's pretty.
Hey, you have to go to your kids back to school. And when it's no, you're the guy who calls women whores on the Don and Mike show. You just wait. I wish that on you, Rob.
It's one of the best ever, though.
Yeah. Oh, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yeah.
Mike.
Hi. Yeah.
Hey, clown baby, how you doing?
Oh, hey, Jack Diamond's baby son calling the show. How you doing? Yeah.
Hey, Don and Mike, have you been to the Red Robin chain of restaurants lately?
Hey, you know, I was trying to get a gig for crap, and I went to this bar where Diamond had played.
Uh-oh.
And I got another confirmation that when he plays with his band, or has in the past, they don't plug his instruments in.
I swear to God.
Hey, Jack Diamond. So a lady was telling me that he walked from one end of the stage to the other. I said, how did he do that? They think the cord was dragging behind him.
Jack Diamond, thank you.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Don and Mike, did you know that if you go to the Red Robin chain of restaurants, you can now get the Jack Diamond burger?
Oh, no.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no, baby. You get Jack Diamond Burger. Hey, can I have that Jack Diamond Burger medium rare, baby?
Oh, goddamn. That's awful that there's a chain of restaurants where you can buy a Jack Diamond Burger.
It's disgusting.
I got something about him. Let me see if I get a hold of my cutting, honey.
Comes with extra cheese on that.
My wife told me something so funny. It's a ham sandwich. Ham and bologna. My wife told me something. I bet she won't want to say it on the air. But she told
Hello?
Me, hey, hi, sweetie.
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm getting my hair colored. What do you think of me being a redhead?
No, I like it better the regular color.
What? Which regular color?
The brown color.
Oh, it hasn't been that way for quite a while. But that's sweet of you to say. Thank you.
Some guy just called in and was talking about Jack Diamond.
Yeah?
And I wanted to say that thing that, you know, the car dealer told you about Jack Diamond.
Yeah.
So, I mentioned this because it's, you know, that bitch Diane Rehm, she came on her show the other day on NPR, and she's like, I care so much about America. What I've done is I went out and I bought a brand new Toyota Avalon.
Right.
And, you know, she's getting, like, all kinds of accolades in the press because the bitch bought a new car.
Right.
You know, to help America's economy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to New York this weekend to do my bit.
So I didn't.
I feel like a member of the USO.
I didn't even mention that a couple of weeks ago that I got a car. I traded my car and I got another car. And my wife, when she was there doing the paperwork and stuff, what did the guy at the dealership tell you?
No, it was the person in finance said that he changed his mind. She was there within 8 hours because he had changed his mind so many times, trying not to be upside down on a loan.
Because, you know, Jack Diamond does that thing where he buys a car.
Right.
And then he drives it, like, for 2 weeks, and he gives it back to the dealership so they can put a plaque in it saying, you know, this car was owned by Jack Diamond. And the lady, the financer at the dealership where we bought this car, and incidentally, I'd like some props. I'm a great American for buying an American car.
There you go.
Thank you. Take that, Diane Rehm job. The lady said that, told Frieda, when Jack Diamond was in there recently, it took him 8 hours to finance a car because he is so upside down. That he buys cars and trades them in
right.
so often.
So it's just a sea of debt.
Yeah. Great.
All right, my boo-boo, I got to go.
All right.
I'm getting color put on my head right now.
All right, see you later.
All right, love you.
I vote for Lucy Red.
Love you. No.
Okay, good.
No.
All right.
No.
Bye.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye. See you out of that in New York.
And I only pray, let me just say this, Dan. Anyone who my wife or I happen to do business with, you say anything to anybody about us, I will cut your nuts off.
There you go.
I mean, I don't
you
want
you will tear their tongue out by the roots.
Thank you very much. That's an insult to my doctor.
Yeah, man.
To my daughter.
I'll never do business again, man.
How about that, though? She sits down and she goes, oh, your husband Don from Don and Mike. I listen all the time. Oh, yeah, you know, Jack Diamond was in here. Oh, my God, we laughed because he was 8 hours getting a car finance because he's so upside down. He's so upside down.
You better use, yeah, thank you.
We have the number of the restaurant? Okay, let's call the restaurant to see if, in fact, they have a Jack Diamond sandwich.
That'll be fantastic. A burger, that's what the caller said.
Yeah.
Hold on, probably a burger.
I go an audition?
Right.
Is that right? Okay, let me get the ring on the air.
Tastes like copper.
Did I dial correctly? I'm not hearing anything.
Hold on a second.
What's that
was a double four. There's a ring. All right, now take that off the air.
See if we can get through.
I got to get permission to talk to someone. If this is true.
What's the name of the restaurant?
Red Robin.
Red Robin.
Hi, Dana. This is the Don and Mike radio show. We'd like to go on the air with you for a second about your fabulous restaurant. Would you have a second? Sure, she says. Okay, great.
This is Dana?
Yes.
Dana.
Hi, Dana. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
From the Red Robin restaurant in Fairlakes, Virginia. Is it true that you have a sandwich of some type named after disc jockey Jack Diamond?
Well, actually, it was a promotion that we were doing for a while, and it was the Red Robin Royal Burger, which has an egg on it. And every time that a guest ordered a Red Robin Royal Burger, we donated $2 to, it was something for Jack Diamond.
Something for Jack Diamond.
For
what, for his alimony?
Car financing.
For his cars, for his child support?
And the burger had an egg on it?
Yes.
Yay.
It's on our regular menu.
Really?
It's on the regular menu.
Hey, Rob, sounds good.
But that's you're not doing that anymore?
No, we're not.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, honey.
Bye.
Yeah.
Hey, Dana?
Oh, I'm just going. What are you going to ask her?
If the egg was runny.
Runny.
Hello, Joe.
Yes.
Joe, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks. What?
I wanted to talk about the woman who bought the Toyota Avalon.
Yes, Diane Rehm job.
Yes. And what kind of car did you buy?
Another Cadillac.
There you go.
Excellent.
Best of all, it's a Cadillac.
I worked for a Saturn dealer in New Jersey. We used to have a handout that talked about if you bought a $15,000 Saturn or you bought a $15,000 Toyota, how much of the money would actually stay in the U.S. 3,000 of it stayed in for the Toyota, and 13 stayed with the Saturn.
There you go.
And that's coming from a car dealership, so you know that's true.
Yeah, you can believe that.
Take that to the bank.
All right, thank you.
Bye, American.
Right.
I'm with you there. Thank you, Joe.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
God bless, sir. Right.
God bless.
Can't argue with that.
God bless a real American hero. last call here. Steve, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, the other day you spoke so highly of Ken Stevens' parenting skills. I had a great thought while you were just talking about your parent-teacher conference.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Ken Stevens going to his kid's school?
I don't even want to discuss that.
I don't
even want to go there.
It was just a funny thought.
I don't even have an opinion.
I don't even have an opinion on that. Thank you, sir.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll make a few of those.
Bye-bye. Ken will never make one of those. They're going to think that Roz is a single parent. You know, the widow Stevens.
I just couldn't make it on time.
Because they're never going to see Ken and his kids back to school night.
I'm Ken Stevens.
Okay, hold on. Time out. Oh, God damn, we got a big show today. And a Friday favorite's coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
When they put that spotlight on me and I stood up, the room erupted in applause. And I got a tear in my eye at that moment, because that's what it meant. Excuse me. They supported me. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You big pussy. Wait, hold on a second. Time out. Not play. This is rejoinder music.
Pretty.
It's lovely. Hey, everybody. Flight 106. A little something down for the victims. Because we care at Flight 106. Saucy, spicy Gloria Estefan.
Type right out of sight.
Wow. Yuck. Christ, please kill me now. Where's the song I wanted? Jesus Christ.
Christ.
Give me Christ.
Christ.
Where's this? Hey, come on, cue up. Cue up. Cut number seven.
What's your hurry?
It wasn't my hurry. It wasn't my hurry. There you go.
Yeah, wow, wow, wow. You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Right.
Gold medalist twat putters. Don and Mike.
There you go. That's the problem. I got these CDs. I got like 8,000 different songs on them. We should erase every Gloria Estefan song on the CD. Come see the Don and Mike Gunner Balls. We're going to be playing our first ever bowling match.
Wow. Yeah, wow.
Us against them. It's, do you remember the name of Paul's team? His wife called?
Aggravation.
Exorcism. The Aggravation.
Right.
Aggravation. Don and Mike Gunnerballs versus the Aggravation will be at Woodhaven Lanes in Queens Wednesday, next Wednesday night, 7:30.
Excellent.
Come watch us. We're going to kick some major ass.
Yeah, baby.
Next week, every day on the show, we're giving away a vacation for two to Iceland.
Right.
Oh, that's worth the price of listening to the show right there.
It is.
And also next week, when we're up in New York, it'll be the debut of Don and Mike's Hold It.
Ah, so this game rocks.
Just wait. This is going to be one of the best ever. That's all coming up on the show. Also, next week, the Las Vegas affiliate, KSFM, finally goes live with the show. And tell your friends, I know we've been off in the Seattle market for a while. Monday, we go back in Seattle on KQBZ, The Buzz 100.7 FM. And now to the Friday thing.
Yay.
And maybe you already got a hint who it is.
It's time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
You know, this poor effort, he's involved in another sex lawsuit.
Oh, no. Oh.
Hello? Right. Hello? Please welcome host of The Price is Right.
Bob Barker's in the house.
Hey, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Wonderful.
Hello. Hello, Don. Buzz, how are you? How are you, Johnny?
You know, Bob, it seems we only have you on the show for two different occasions. Either you've had some kind of paralyzing stroke, or
no, I'm feeling, I want to tell you,
yeah,
I'm feeling as good as I've ever felt, and I'm ready. I'm ready to win.
Either we have you on the show when you have a stroke, or when one of those Barker's beauties,
all those
bitches, sues you for sexual harassment.
I just want to say that all of those beauties who decide to sue me are bitches.
Now,
they are naughty bitches, each and every one of them, and they don't appreciate the national treasure that is The Price is Right.
Now, Buzz, you remember the details, or I mean, you remember the details of the latest lawsuits against Bob Barker by these Barker's beauties?
I'd like to take my long, skinny microphone and put it in one ear of those beauties and press it until it came out the other side with brains on it.
Wow.
That's how angry I get when they try to dethrone me from being the national treasure that I am, host of The Price is Right, highest rated game show in daytime television.
Is that how much it meant to you?
That's how much it meant to me.
But do you remember the details?
skills?
Yeah, the two women who would, Diane Parkinson and Ann...
Bitch.
They've forgotten the other one's name.
Bitch.
They sued and countersued...
Just call them bitch.
...with Bob Four.
That's all you have to remember, Buzz. Simply call them bitches.
Now they're
suing again. I think it was also Holly Hallstrom.
Holly, that's right. That's bitch. Right. That's the other one.
She's the biggest of all.
So they're suing again. Same women suing again.
Same women because they have no life. And I'd like to tell our audience and your radio audience that on The Price is Right, we have the finest looking women now. They're better bitches than I had before in my stable with much bigger artificial breasts.
Now, the bitches that are suing Bob, are they suing him because he banged them, or are they suing him? Bob, why are they suing you?
Because these bitches hit the wall. It's as simple as that. I'm a man who keeps himself, as you can see, in my sensible suit. I keep myself in incredibly good shape for a man post-70. And what they do is they get old, and they have trouble dealing with it, and they come to Barker with hands outstretched and say, would you give, give, give? And I'm saying, you've hit the wall. All the giving's over. No more giving to the bitches.
Bob, you know, speaking of...
Let me tell you about that Holly Hallstrom.
And we want to refer to her as the
bitches.
The bitch.
She's right. A bitch. One time, we'd gotten done taping an episode back when Holly was attractive, and I was just finishing up my rehearsal. We were doing Switcheroo. And Holly was backstage with all the wooden props, and we had a go. Holly got down and took care of me.
Oh, she gave you the little old, she gave you oral?
From that moment forward, Holly has felt some sort of claim, but I will tell you, I will tell you this on good authority,
yes.
She didn't do one thing. She didn't want to. Let me tell you about Barker's beauty.
Okay, what about...
All of Barker's beauties want Bob. They want me. They want me morning, noon, and night. They want Bob's goo.
Oh.
They do.
You're saying while they have hit the wall...
Right.
You are still... Sexually attractive. Let me ask you this.
One time, Diane Parkinson and I hopped on the Price is Right choo-choo and rode it until midnight. Wow. Long after the audience had left Television City, were riding the Price is Right choo-choo, and I was riding Diane.
You have to take the Viagra?
I do now. I do now, but it's wonderful. I take the blue pill, and I am a raging ram. I'm a ram in a field, and I am ready for bear. I tell you, I think that Viagra is the finest product of the 21st century.
So, Bob, when your genitals get all swollen and...
I always have spelling bee when I can't do it anymore.
What do you mean?
Spelling bee, Plinko, all of my games, hole in one or two.
Oh, you mean the games on the Price is Right.
That's right. I am currently boning... Nikki Ziering, isn't she a wonderful Barker beauty?
Isn't that one of your new beauties?
She's one of my pets. Hello, Nikki, with your boy's name. Bob wants to play. Come on over, Nikki. I let her model all the jewelry.
Now, what is the difference?
She models all the jewelry. That's how you know. You remember that Janice was my pet for a while. Then it was Diane Parkinson. If you want to know which beauty Bob is boning, just see who's modeling the jewelry. They love to show their hands, those sluts.
Now, describe your new bitch, Nikki, the newest on The Price is Right.
She is so pure. She is choice. Grade A Angus Prime Sirloin. She's got a body like a bricks. I can't say it.
You almost said the S word, didn't you?
I'll tell you, and she's blonde. And I love blondes more than brunettes, Holly Hallstrom.
Is she blonde all over?
No.
No.
No, none of them are. You have to take your artificial, enhancements. And I'll tell you right now, she has an extra nipple. It is wonderful.
Any of these bitches that you're banging, are any of them have the JonBenet look?
No, I don't allow that.
The paved shushy?
I will tell you right now, there are no paved shushies on The Price is Right. I require all of my models to have a perfectly manicured landing strip.
strip, but I enjoy pubic hair. I do. I really do. The only one shaved is Rod Roddy. Rod Roddy shaves himself smooth from head to toe, but you know what he's into. I'm not into those trips to Thailand to buy fabric for his sport coat.
Now, he could go to Penis Park, right?
He could go to Penis Park. I don't know what he does. All I know is every time we're on hiatus from The Price is Right at Television City in Hollywood, Rod Roddy takes a trip to Thailand, and I know that he does all sorts of sordid things.
So this new girl, yes. Nikki... Now, is she your girlfriend, or do you just bang her at work?
I don't have a girlfriend. I am single. And that is the thing that I want you to understand, that these are willing acts between adults that want to participate in. But I'll tell you right now about Nikki Ziering. She's very special because she uses her feet.
Wow. She has sex with her feet?
Oh, I love feet.
What is she?
I love having a lovely petite blonde woman use her feet on me.
Oh, you mean she gives you release with your...
With her feet. Her dainty little feet that are wonderful. Holly used to do the same thing. She had little tiny Chinese-like feet. They were wonderful. And I'm talking about turn of the century China when the foot was bound.
Bob
loves that.
What would you say to any of those old blue-haired ladies who might be listening to you on this show, who watch you and they think of you as like a kindly father figure?
Well, I would say that I was married for a number of years. My wife, unfortunately, is no longer here.
You kill her?
No. Now, that is offensive. That is totally outrageous. All the lawsuits have not come to fruition. I'll tell you right now that I am simply a single man trying to use as much of his life for good as I can. And let me remind everyone to spay and neuter their pets. Spay and neuter your pets. Help control the pet population, please.
Now, do you really believe that, or is that just something that you say to balance out the fact that you're banging all these supermodels?
I am an advocate for controlling the pet population, and I can paint the set of Plinko with my DNA anytime I want, as long as I'm not on the CBS Television City clock.
You ever have sex with an animal?
No. No, that's do you think I'm a zoophile?
You ever have
I am not a zoophile. I think that's an abomination, absolutely.
Isn't that something that Diane Parkinson is claiming in one of these suits that she brought one of these dogs, allegedly be spayed or neutered, and the dog ended up finishing you off?
Don?
Yes.
Donald?
Yes.
I will tell you, the only thing I've done that would be remotely close to that was one time Diane Parkinson and I went for a horseback ride nude.
Oh.
On the beach, both of us naked, both of our flesh feeling the horse's flesh, but it was not sexual, and there was no animal penetration during that at all.
There wasn't
one little bitty bit. But now the bitches are suing and they're going down, low, down. You know, I told each and every one of them I'd be willing to settle. I would reach into my pocket and pull out my wad of cash and peel off some $100 bills and hand it to them or tape it to the end of my long microphone and they could snatch it away. But no, they chose to litigate and they're silly, silly little bitches.
So you like these hot bitches that stand in front of the refrigerators and the dryers on your show?
All I know is I say to all of them, if I'm going in to make my move, I walk and I say, welcome to our family, the Price is Right family. If you mind your P's and Q's, you can model the jewelry. Standing down with their hands and the close-up next to their face, they love their close-ups.
Do you ever bang any of the women that like come up on stage to guess the prices?
Only the ones from Samoa.
Samoa.
I love the women from Samoa.
Why?
They're so powerful and big and they treat me like a bobby toy. They bounce me around, throw me back and forth, and I love the big ones from Samoa. Let's hear it for Samoa.
So you love Samoan women?
Yes, absolutely. I do indeed. I enjoy them. Then I six-pack them behind blank check. Great times, good times for all. I'll tell you right now, we play squeeze play on The Price is Right, but I'll tell you right now that I've got my own version of squeeze play in the Bob Barker dressing room, in the Bob Barker theater.
Have you met our new producer? I think we've got a new producer since the last time you were on the show.
I don't believe I have, no.
You remember our old producer?
Right.
Charles Broyhill?
Yes, he was not friendly.
No.
Not the least bit friendly.
Lisa, would you just come in for a second? I just want you to just, listen, I want to say, first and foremost, she's highly competent.
Yes.
One of the finest producers we've ever had.
Well, look what we have here. Hello.
I respect her, but take a look at her.
Yeah. Lovely. Would you like to be a Barker's beauty?
I would love to. I've watched your show since I was a little girl. I love it.
That's fantastic. She sounds like what they all say to me. I could play Plinko day and night with this one right here.
All right, now, Lisa, leave, please. And, Bob, I'm gonna check your powers of retention right here.
Very good.
Bob?
Yes.
Now that Lisa's left the room?
Yes.
Describe her.
She's blonde. She's petite. She has very lovely feet. That's my favorite part.
You're into feet?
Oh, do I love... I will tell you, I think it was about 20 years ago when I was doing Truth or Consequences. One of our spokesmodels there had lovely petite feet with an open-toed sandal. And I got down because I dropped one of my long microphones.
Yeah.
And I began to stroke her toes. And she liked it. And then it was all over. I soiled my suit.
Oh, my.
I'm sorry. That's how much those toes meant to me.
So when you see Lisa and you see what an attractive woman she is.
I'd let her play blank check with me anytime she wanted to.
You would?
I'd let her do spelling bee, bullseye, grocery game, double prices, switcheroo, punch a bunch, Barker's bargain bar. Oh, could we have fun on Barker's bargain bar, danger price, all the fun ones.
Danger.
Oh, it would be
what
so
the hell
much.
Is danger?
What of the many games on The Price is Right. Don't ask me to remember all of them. Dice game. Oh, that's a lovely felt board.
Oh, does that
feels great on your ass.
You ever have sex on that board?
I've had sex on every prop that you can lie down on, and some that stand upright. I have had sex on every pedestal, every single price game I have had sex around.
I heard, I know we got a break, but you just tell me this rumor.
One time, I'll tell you, this is a super secret, are you ready?
Yes.
Five times during clock game. It was clock game, but we took out the L. It was the other one. Take the L out, and that's what we play.
Is it true that you've received oral...
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Is it true you've received oral in every seat in the studio audience?
No.
No, that's not true.
No, the first seven rows.
Just the first seven rows.
That's it. Only the first seven rows. And one time we brought the cliffhanger set out into the audience, and that might have been the eighth or ninth row. But I'm not sure exactly what it was. But I will tell you right now that I'm going strong, and I have not slurred today as much as I've slurred before.
And listen, your legal representatives have called, and they would like you to, before we go to break, make one final statement about the allegations by Diane Parkinson and these other women. What would you like to say on the record?
I would like to go on the record. This is on the record?
Yes.
For the legal?
Yes. Yes.
I have nothing against them personally. I will tell you that they are in error. Nothing that was done on the Price is Right show was in any way illegal or immoral. It was between consenting adults. And I do wish them well.
All right, now please, off the record.
Bitches! Horrible, slimy, whore bitches! That's how I feel. Really.
Bob,
they're trying to derail me, and the Barker choo-choo is still on the tracks on the Price is Right.
We're going to take a couple of calls here.
Thank you.
Come back and play our game.
You going to have bitches call?
We might have a bitch.
Wonderful.
877-365-3636, the phone number, okay?
I'm Mark Goodson, Bill Todman, television producer.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Which one of my beauties will bump?
Janice.
The lovely Janice will wind it up and let it go.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Your broadcasters, Don and Mike.
Hey, here you go. I said, play your music, Bob.
Right now.
Bob?
Put it over there.
Yeah, I think he's on
my phone. Turn the music off. I want to eavesdrop for a second.
I'm touching myself now, and you are too. Now take your toe.
Bob. Hey, Bob.
Bob.
Put the toe where my...
Mr. Barker.
Bob.
Mr. Barker.
Like hey, Bob. Bob, hello. We're on the air.
Oh. Well,
Bob, hi, well, we're back on the Don and Mike show. Yes. I was on the phone with my business manager. Hello, Donnie. Are you ready to play that other game that I don't like the title of? Low Budget Jeopardy?
Jeopardy. Alex Trebek, fag.
Let's play Low Budget Jeopardy, Bob. This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio are two brand new challengers. Here we go. Let's say hi to an attorney from Clinton, New Jersey. Where's Pat Heller? Come on down. Hey, Pat.
Hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
Yes, he's enthusiastic. And now let's say hi to an office manager from Norton, Virginia, where there used to be a prison. Let's say hi to Jamie Ferrante. Hello, Jamie.
Hi, LQ. Hey, Bob.
And now entering the studios, the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Remember, Pat and Jamie, don't screw with
LQ. Don't screw with LQ.
And say hi to Alex Trebek de Reginald.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Hello, Pat. Hello, Jamie.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. The stroke?
My ear. My ear is deaf and my eyes tearing.
Bob.
But I'll still bang Nikki's earring.
That almost rhymed.
That did rhyme.
Jamie and Pat, don't forget to answer the form of question. Little mom wearing clip-on tie, super Mr. Guy. Call me Alex. That's for playing the game. Then it's El Cooler and Quizmaster. And always call him B Square.
Bob.
Bob Barker.
Bob Barker.
Bob Barker.
So long. I have these tiny strokes that get to me once in a while, but I'll be fine.
All right. Is there anything, even in the stroke-like condition, you'd like to say to the Barker's beauties who are suing you?
Witches!
Okay, here's your categories, guys.
Silly, dirty bitches.
Your categories are celebrity telethon phone bankers.
Frivolous bitches.
Name this week's starting NFL quarterback.
I love football. It's so American.
What's that bra size?
There we go. Nicky's is big.
New one. DVD home video.
I've got a large collection of DVDs from Andrew Blake.
And states and capitals.
States and capitals. Wonderful. Let's guess. Are there any pricing games?
No pricing games.
You don't have Hit Me or Safe Crackers?
I do not.
All right, Donnie.
One more time. Here you go. Celebrity telethon phone bankers.
Excellent.
Starting NFL quarterbacks.
I made.
Guess the bra size. New one. DVD home video. States and capitals. Pat, we'll start with you.
Let's go for states and capitals for one.
All right, Pat, it is the capital of the great state of Virginia.
Oh, what is Richmond?
Richmond is right.
You're right.
Right.
$1 for Pat. Come on now, energetic Pat. Play the game.
Number for two, please.
Illinois.
Sorry. And now, Jamie, it's your chance to steal.
What is Springfield?
Right, just like on The Simpsons, Springfield.
$2 for Jamie Ferrante. La, 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 la. Select again, please.
Let's go to states and capitals for three.
It's the capital of the great state of Michigan.
What is Lansing?
Lansing, that's right. Just like, didn't you have to have something lanced off recently?
I had a boil on the inside of my scrot. Pain the likes of which you'd never imagined. I had wonderful doctors.
You know, we had Cal Ripken on the show earlier, and he mentioned that he's had just about every STD in the world.
Except for full-blown AIDS.
Right, from his gay sex with Tony Siragusa.
The goose.
Have you ever had an STD, Bob?
I've had them all, each and every one, but I'm healthy now, and I'm on medication, on the prices, right?
Let's see. Jamie, go, please.
Okay, let's go on. New on home video.
All right, new on home video, DVD. Oh, these are hard this week. There's no good stuff coming out this week. Stars Renee Zellweger.
What is Kingdom Come?
Pat, it's your chance to steal.
What is Bridget Jones' Diary?
Hey, there you go. And I'm going to give you one of these for knowing that. There you go.
$1 for Pat. Select again, please.
Same category for two.
Stars Sigourney Weaver and Jennifer Love Hewitt.
What is Heartbreakers?
Wow. $2. He's catching up fast, Pat Heller.
Number for three.
All right. I defy you to get this one. I never even heard of this until I got the list from Blockbuster today. Stars Ashley Judd. Who knows?
Jamie Ferrante, what do we have for you?
What is Boogeyman?
No.
No, not Boogeyman.
No, it's not Boogeyman.
Someone Like You. Whoever heard of that movie?
Pat Heller, are you an attorney?
Yeah.
You know, I've got an ad campaign for you. If you need an attorney, go to Heller.
Don't you
like it? All right, now.
You could use an attorney, Bob.
I could use several because I'm being sued by the silly, dirty bitches. All right, Pat, select again, please.
Celebrity telethon phone bankers, for one.
All right, everybody wants that depressing telethon. These are stars who were on the telephone bank. Huge movie star. He wore his sunglasses at night.
Tom Cruise? Who's Tom Cruise?
Jamie, your chance to steal.
Who is Jack Nicholson?
Right, of course, Jack. $1 for Jamie. Select again, Jamie for Bunte.
Celebrity telethon for two.
She's the center square.
Who's Whoopi Goldberg?
Right. $2 for Jamie doing well. Go again.
All right, now this next one. This is simply my opinion. The best 50-year-old ass in showbiz.
Who is... from the Brady Bunch. I don't know.
Pat, your chance to steal.
I'm going to say who's Goldie Hawn.
Yeah, correct, yeah. He has one nice log splitter.
This is a wonderful game. We've got people from two sides of the East Coast, and they're battling. It's going back and forth. There's only $1 between the two of them.
Let's go to starting quarterbacks for one.
Okay, this weekend's NFL games. He's going to start this weekend for the San Diego Chargers.
Oh, I don't know.
Jamie, your chance to steal. It's Pete Johnson.
No, I didn't mean... I meant to play that because he didn't know the football player. I'm sorry, who is it?
Who is Doug Flutie?
Right.
Yeah. $1 for Jamie. He takes more of a lead. Time to look again.
Starting NFL QBs for two.
See, whenever a guy doesn't get a football question, I play... That's a
hey.
But that button is right by this button.
Tickle the Duke, useless bitch.
Oh, for the beauties.
Okay.
All right.
For two. He's starting this weekend for the San Francisco 49ers.
Who is Jeff Garcia?
Correct.
$2 for Jamie, taking a sizable lead as we come to the home stretch.
Let's go.
Select again, Jamie.
All right, for three. He's starting this weekend for the Detroit Lions.
Mitchell? I don't know.
Pat, your chance to steal.
Charlie Batch? Who's Charlie Batch?
Nope. Ty Detmer.
Ty Detmer will get his bell rung.
He will.
All right, Jamie. You're all right, Jamie Ferrante. You're in control.
Let's go with bra size for one.
Okay, here you go. Last category on the big board.
And my favorite.
Oh, who doesn't love this girl's mounds? Faith Hill.
What is... 34C.
Oh,
that's right.
$1, wonderful boobs. All right, Jamie, select again, please.
Bra size for two.
Nicole Kidman.
Oh.
What is 36B?
No.
No.
Patrick, your chance to steal.
34A.
That was not even in the form of a question.
What were they? What are the size of her boobies?
34B.
Bob loves breasts. All right, Jamie.
Bra size for three.
Reese Witherspoon.
What is 34C?
Pat, your chance to steal.
What is 36C?
No.
Oh, boys.
No, they're not that big.
Same as Nicole Kidman.
That's right.
34B.
Teeny tiny, but great nipples. All right, that's the end of the first round of Robo Jeopardy.
That's the end of the round. Now, Bob, what's the score? What's the score?
Well, we have Jamie Ferrante of Lorden has 12. Pat has $7 in Robo Jeopardy.
All right, we're going to physically force you both to bet it all now here in final low budget Jeopardy.
Sounds good.
Oh, and here is the category. How old is that guy? Okay, how old is that guy?
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm going to give you within 1 year either way, okay? Within 1 year either way.
That is so generous.
The current age of the next governor of California
That's a joke. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Within 1 year on either side, the current age of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Guys, don't forget, answer in the form of a question and...
Well,
does he do it for you, too?
He does with muscles.
Good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive a bobby pin. Not your run-of-the-mill pin. It's a picture of Bob Barker in a muscle shirt and candy stripe running shorts posing on the hood of a brand new car. That's right. When you get your bobby pin, pin it on and show all your friends Bob in a tight outfit on a brand new car. Be like me. And don't forget to spay and neuter your pets. Thank you, Bob Barker, saying get a bobby pin now, man. Now back to Final Look at 70 with Alex Trebek. To the ball. You're welcome, Don.
Here we go. All right, now, which one of these guys do I want to talk to first?
We're going to Pat with $7. He's low man on the poll.
Right, Pat in Clifton, New Jersey. Clinton, New Jersey. Pat, within one either way, the current age of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
53. What is 53?
What is 53? We do accept that.
We accept that. Congratulations. You double your score, Pat. You're still in there.
All right, now, Jamie, you can win.
Go ahead.
You can win if you got it.
What is 52?
What is 52? Oh, no. Arnold Schwarzenegger is 54.
And that means, Pat Heller of Clinton, you are our new low-budget Jeopardy champion.
Wow. Yeah, he's 54, which means we would have accepted 53, 54, 55.
But not 52.
But not 52 and not 56.
52 and 56 are wrong, so hang in there, Jamie. We've got prizes. A prize.
Thank you.
Now, listen, Pat.
Yeah?
Oh, you're the big winner. Wait till you hear this amount of money you've won, large enough to choke a horse. And, Jamie, don't go away, Matt. Just go away. Here is TV's Bob Barker. Bob Patrick.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, Bob.
Here's what you get. We double your score to $14. Throw in a $25 bonus of money I'm taking out of my pocket for a total of $39 on Low Budget Jeopardy. What do you say about that, Pat Heller?
Maybe I can go to the movies by myself.
There you go. Congratulations, Pat. But we have a prize for Jamie.
Jamie.
Yes?
Jamie, you have won a Band of Brothers prize pack. Don't miss Band of Brothers this Sunday night at 9 on HBO. I hope you enjoy it, Jamie Ferrante, and thanks for playing The Price is Right.
How you doing?
Thank you. It wasn't The Price is Right. It's our game Low Budget Jeopardy.
I'm sorry. I am not as young as I used to be, Don Geronimo.
All right, Pat, we'll see you next week. Jamie.
Yes.
Goodbye forever, and guys, have a great weekend. Well, Bob, what can I say?
What can I say? I'll survive. I'm winning.
We've learned a lot about you and the lawsuits against you today by the Barker's Beauties.
I'll write a song called Don't Fear the Bitches.
The Bitches.
I'll stand tall.
All right, good. Continue to have sex on every prop on The Price is Right.
Thank you, Don Geronimo.
Continue to have your Viagra.
Viagra! It's a wonderful product.
And good luck with your strokes.
I have to go practice switcheroo with some of my beauties.
Bob, always remember and never forget that Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
A production of Coron Incorporated and is distributed by King World. Now, as I leave, stare at Bob's ass.
Bob's ass.
Look at it.
There you go, Bob Barker's ass. Bob's ass. Saucy Bob we got today.
Yeah, he was, feeling full of himself today.
Calling his girls bitches.
His bitches, dirty bitches.
Bob's dirty bitches.
Boy, oh boy.
Well, those bitches sue him.
I know, constantly.
Of course. Yeah, Bob Barker.
They want a piece of him.
Beloved Bob Barker.
Love Bob.
Thank you, Bob. We got a break and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I hate when people talk during the movie.
Ladies are always encouraged to call the Don and Mike Show at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. Call us and get in tune.
Follow the local lines today, too. That's 202-432-1067.
They can't fit all their junk in a G-string.
Oh,
Don and Mike.
All right, before we bring in Chuck Stossel, the mother chucker.
Right.
let me see. Joe Ardinger, Super Joe, Slow Joe from the Don and Mike Show is going to Fredneck, Maryland tonight.
Hey.
For the Dick Van Patten, Frank Gorshin production of The Sunshine Boys.
The Sunshine Boys.
And he's bringing a tape recorder with him. He's going to be presenting flowers to Dick Van Patten, $100 worth of flowers, and 100 packs of Vantage cigarettes to Frank Gorshin. And as a matter of fact, we're now upping the ante. Some guy is in the lobby. You bringing him in, Lisa? All right, this guy in the lobby, I just saw him in the lobby. This guy has brought 100 extra packs of Vantage cigarettes. We will today be presenting Frank Gorshin with 200 packs of cigarettes.
Yeah. That is fantastic.
And this guy just wants a plug for his website. What's your name?
Mike Noah.
Hey, Mike, you're from where? D.C.?
Woodbridge, really.
Woodbridge, Virginia.
Mike, what is that thing you brought in? What is that device? That's incredible.
I'm glad you asked about that.
Okay.
It's called the dorm alarm.
The what?
Dorm alarm.
Dorm alarm?
Yes.
All right.
And it's basically for college students, and when they go in their dorm rooms, they could use this. For like a secure device.
You walked right into the commercial.
I just was curious because I was looking. Look, can you see the thing?
It has a panic button. So if they push the two buttons here, it'll automatically call off.
What's the website?
The website is www.jdsmco.com.
Right.
Beautiful.
He's a master showman.
Thank you for the cigarettes. Get out of here. That was the deal. The guy wanted to come by with 100 packs of cigarettes.
Can you make the alarm go off?
Right now, no, this one is not.
It's not working. Okay, there you go. Thank you. Mike gave you two chances there.
Uh-huh.
He gave you two big chances.
All based on my natural curiosity.
I know.
My childlike curiosity, which was, I was sucked into that.
You were.
I'm such a poor shill.
But thank you very much for the 100 extra packs of cigarettes.
Vantage.
So tonight when we have Joe go up to Fredneck. And he's going to be recording this.
Yeah. I hope Joe doesn't get stopped by the cops. That's enough cigarettes where they'd like look in the trunk and go, hey, what are you doing?
Think he might be one of those guys helping the terrorists.
Just smuggling cigarettes.
1,000 cigarettes.
Yeah, he's going to be saying it very loudly. A hearty and booming hello to you, Jimmy Van Patten, Dick Van Patten, Frank Gorshin, from your biggest fans, Don and Mike. I am their emissary of love, Joseph William Ardinger.
Joseph William.
It's with great pride that I present you with, for Jimmy Van Patten, he'll present him with 3 pounds of M&M.
Mm-hmm.
For Dick Van Patten, $100 worth of lovely flowers.
Yes, wonderful.
And for Frank Gorshin, 200 packs of Vantage cigarettes.
Wow. I can't wait to hear that.
As a token of admiration from Don and Mike, they applaud you. If this is before the performance, break a leg.
Very good. Mm-hmm.
Then we have questions for all of them.
Oh, wonderful. Like individually written questions?
Yes. Good. Besides the sex quiz.
Right.
For instance, Frank Gorshin. These are great. Don and Mike are truly sorry a previous commitment prevented them from attending tonight. Would you like to send a message to Don and Mike?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have Joe say to him, would you like to have a cigarette with me later? And then if he says no, Joe will say, how about a doobie? Dick Van Patten. Do you think it would hip up the play if you spelled Sunshine Boys B-O-Y-Z? You want a party later? And then for Jimmy Van Patten, we have Jimmy. What's the deal with your dad? So those are some of the questions you'll be hearing on Monday's episode.
Very good.
Joe goes up to Fredneck, Maryland.
Very exciting.
I have to do this awful thing today at the end of the show.
Right.
You know, we're signing on this new station in Seattle on Monday, KQBZ, the Buzz 100 FM.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, they want me to go on the air with... I guess the disc jockey that we'll be replacing on Monday.
That's kind of weird.
BJ O'Shea, or maybe he's the disc jockey who will come on after us.
Probably the DJ that will come on after us.
But anyway, I hate doing these things because, like, the guy's going to say, what's the Don and Mike show all about?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what is the answer for that?
Right.
You know, I don't want to go through the whole spiel with him, so I'm probably just going to be as jive as possible. I'm going to tape that also.
Just say F you.
And play that on Monday's episode.
F you, F ball.
Now, before, God, I hate doing that. I really hate doing that. So, tell me something.
Here in Seattle now, we've got an outrage, and that's the station's called Outrageous Talk.
You're outrageous, man. How outrageous are you, Don?
Well, what's the outrageous things you do on the Don and Mike Show? We understand you do all kinds of crazy stuff.
You want to spell those out for us before you do them in actuality?
Yeah, God.
Whoa.
Damn, that's annoying. But I'll tape it and play it for you Monday.
It'll be good.
The guys from the frat are here.
Yes, I believe. Yeah. Phi something, Sig Phi.
The guys who are pledging.
Phi Sigma. Phi Kappa Sig Phi Delta.
These dudes
Delta
are,
Gamma.
These dudes
radiation.
Are pledging at George Mason Sigma University.
Look at the pledges. Look at the little freshmen.
These boys. And what one of the things that these guys had to do was get their pictures taken with us.
Exactly.
So, guys, step up and what's your names?
Oh, I'm Will.
Will, hi.
Chris.
Chris.
My name's Andrew.
Andrew.
Mike.
And?
Brett.
It looks like a boy band.
It's a rowdy-ass fraternity.
I can tell that already. Are you guys, what college are you from?
George Mason.
What else do you guys have to do? What were some of the other things besides getting your picture taken with us? Into the microphone?
Into the microphone, son.
Either one of them.
4 years of college, you'll know to do that.
Some Hooters girls.
You have to what?
Photos with Hooters girls.
Photos with Hooters girls.
And then we also have to go down to MVC, get a photo there.
Okay. Oh, that's a dirty bookstore.
Okay. Video. Very good. Right. Yes.
We also have to go to the zoo, and we have to get some pictures with other sorority girls. Oh. Just different types of stuff.
How come you didn't bring any of the sorority girls with you today?
Yeah, how come?
Next time, if we can come.
They're not allowed.
Glad we can.
These guys, and what is it? Is this the one that, like, none of the cool kids can get into? The one that you guys are at? I mean, I'm taking a look at these guys.
No, you know what I think? Looking at these guys, it looks like this might be Delta House. We're talking about.
I mean,
you know, this is definitely the, is this a party fraternity?
Yeah.
Of course.
Party. Well, go ahead. You want to say something? What?
Well, of course it's a party fraternity.
Right.
I mean, it's us.
Of course. Look at it. It's them.
There you go.
All right, well, guys, Lisa will snap a picture here for proof. We're glad to help you out.
All right.
You guys want to all turn around so you can get Mike there and me over here? And
all right.
We also wanted to ask you, every semester we have pledges that come through. So it's like a new class of pledges. And we're kind of hoping to make this a tradition.
Sure.
So just come down and get
come down next year. Do the same thing. Bring, yeah, bring your pledges.
Have you guys learned the secret handshake yet, or have they told you what the ritual is going to be?
Now, mostly we've done mostly the chant that we have for ourselves.
You have chants?
Oh,
have
you, yeah.
Have you had to do that homo thing where you bend over and another guy plays with your duke?
I think not.
You think not? No. Or would they spank you or something like that?
Just remember, it all might end up with your chest being caught on fire, okay?
That's what happened to Mike.
That's what happened to me with Siget.
Okay, here we go. Here's the big picture, Mike. You ready, Lisa?
All right.
And everybody... Right. Everybody say poontang at the count of three. One, two, three.
Poontang!
Poontang!
There we go. Influencing young minds.
All right, get out of here, Phi Sig, guys.
Bye, Phi Sig.
Nice to meet you.
See you later, man.
Thank you, guys.
Take care, fellas.
Bye-bye. Thanks for coming in.
All right, take care. See you later.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, guys.
Right.
Yeah, bring your pledges down next year. And for God's sakes, next year, bring some hot girls with you.
Yeah, and get that logo changed.
Well, of course, Lisa is always... Now, look at this. Now, Lisa's getting
her
picture.
Of course.
Okay. All right, get out of here. Now... Let's go from the ridiculous to the utterly ridiculous.
You see what they say on the back of their T-shirts?
What?
This campus is about to change.
Let's bring in Movie Man Chuck Stossel.
And now, the pride of Puerto Rico, here's Movie Man Charlie Stossel.
Charlie makes his way through the sea of humanity. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Charles.
Let me mention that the Don and Mike Gutterballs, our bowling team.
It smells like young guy in here.
Yeah. Don and Mike Gutterballs, we're playing our first ever match. We're going to be undefeated as a bowling team.
Amen.
And Wednesday night, we're going to be playing against Buzz. The other team was...
Aggravation.
The Aggravation. Mm-hmm. Thanks. We're going to be playing at Woodhaven Lanes in Queens.
Can't wait.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday night. At 7:30.
Beautiful.
If you want to come see us kick some major ass.
Very exciting.
If you want to just see a bowling team just go down, knock down like pins.
I mean, it's going to be strike after strike after strike after strike. Couple of spares, then strike after strike after strike.
Come see us. That's at Woodhaven Lanes. I guess we'll have to get an address.
Yeah.
Not only for us, but for people who might want to come see.
They're in the book.
That's in Queens, Wednesday night. We'll see you there for the debut of Don and Mike's Gutter Balls, our
debut.
Brand new bowling team. The debut.
Debut.
The debut. And now here is the Movie Man. Charlie Stossel. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going great.
Still got that cold?
A little bit.
Jesus Christ,
Charlie.
It's when it gets cold and when it...
You've had a cold for like 8 years.
No. How long have you had this cold?
About 5 days.
You were sick the last time you were on the show, though.
Yes,
no,
I was.
Friday, I was dead. Dead to the world.
Oh, yeah, no, hold on, yeah.
And then, like, about a month ago, you had another cold.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Last Friday.
You did. You're sick all the time.
Last Friday, you're sickly. Last Friday, you weren't on the show
because you
were too ill.
I was sleeping all day.
You were very sick. And as I recall, maybe the week before.
No.
You don't think he was sick the week before?
Are you aware of the fact that there's only one thing that keeps you off this show? And that's hospitalization.
Really?
Yeah, that's the rule that
gotta go.
It's the rule that Buzz, Don, and I play by.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna know that now for future reference. I've made a note.
Yeah. All right.
And, I have made a note.
You feeling strong, though?
Absolutely.
I mean, you know.
Absolutely.
You have a cold that lasts a long time.
No, I'm good. I'm good, Don.
Okay, you've been tested?
Full blown.
I don't think he's like Cal.
I don't think he's like Cal Ripken Jr. with full-blown AIDS.
But he just flipped me off.
Okay.
There we go.
I did not.
Charlie Stossel, The Love Muscle. God, there's a lot of movies
now. You know, October is the time where the movie business actually starts picking up again. September and April are the two wastelands in this business. But in October, things start picking up. And it picks up very nicely this weekend.
Okay, so let's go from the worst to the best.
Worst to the best. Max Keeble's Big Move.
What the hell is this?
It's a kid's movie. It's this kid who was in Home Alone 5, whatever the last Home Alone was.
Wow. Max Keebles?
Well, yeah, that's his character's name. And he's picked on. He thinks going to junior high now is going to be this great thing. He gets picked on. He finds out he's moving. So this is his big chance to have revenge on the entire school. And his evil principal is the only funny thing in the movie, Larry Miller.
Man, I feel like I'm...
Who's always funny.
I feel like I'm getting a sore throat just having you in here.
Mm-hmm. Wait till later. So, you know, this is Ferris Bueller knocked down for five-year-olds.
Oh, okay. Just,
okay.
How many stars you give it?
One star.
One. Okay. All right. I mean, how many dolls? One doll. Okay. What's the next movie?
Serendipity.
Now, this is only the next best movie? It's a John Cusack movie?
I wanted to like this movie.
You know what? Nobody likes John Cusack more than I do. I'll tell you right now.
I do, too.
I saw a trailer for this, and it's just jive, right?
This is not a movie like Gross Point Blank or like High Fidelity that he was really involved in. It's not just as predictable. Here are two people who meet. They're in New York. They meet... The one girl, played by Kate Beckinsale, who is a major...
Piece of ass.
Major in this movie.
She's a major piece of ass.
They meet up. They're attracted to each other, but she believes in fate and destiny and all these things. So if we're designed to be together, we will be. So for the next half hour, they end up barely passing each other as she's trying to play out fate. 3 years rolls by. They're both in these great, committed relationships, getting ready to be married. And the only thing that now they're thinking about is, where are we? I want him. She wants to meet Cusack. He wants to meet her. And here you've got two people ready to be married. But the whole time, they obviously are not into their relationships, and they then have to try to hook up somehow, and that's what I hate about it. If these two people were not involved with relationships, it would be fine. It'd be a cute
little
movie.
That's the way my wife feels about me.
Here they are, ready to be married, and the people that
my wife really feels that she really should have ended up with Mel Gibson.
That's exactly what this sounds like.
To me like a goddamn Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan movie.
That was much better than this. But they weren't. Both characters in that movie weren't ready to be married, and sitting here getting fitted for
dresses. Yeah, so it's John.
It's nasty and suits and everything.
I just want to say something. I believe I started to predict the demise of John Cusack when he was in American Sweethearts.
Mm-hmm.
So John Cusack always makes great John Cusack movies.
But this is not a John Cusack movie like the other ones I've mentioned that he writes or he produces or he's that much involved with. This is a role.
But it's his name on top of it.
It's his name on top, but it's a role. But anybody who likes...
his second pussy movie in a row.
I'll give you this, though. He's very good in the movie. She's very good in the movie.
How many stars? How many dolls?
One.
You know
only,
what?
Only because...
Let me tell you something.
They're both involved with these relationships, and it's just a bad message.
Here's the deal with John Cusack. Somebody's telling John Cusack that he's Johnny Romantic Lead, and I don't think he is. I think he's good at playing in a... sex comedy, but he is not somebody. He's somebody that ought to take roles based on their quirkiness.
He looks too much like his sister.
He does.
His sister.
And vice versa.
Letterman introduced him.
A lot of women I know who would bang John Cusack in a heartbeat.
Letterman introduced John Cusack this week as Joan Cusack.
and who could blame it? All right, so it's one star for both these movies.
Yeah.
What else?
Training Day.
Oh, the Denzel movie.
The gritty, angry Denzel movie. And this is a guilty pleasure, this movie. Getting to watch Denzel Washington play a real bad guy.
Because, you know, Denzel generally plays the good guy.
Right.
Always plays a good guy. The morally upstanding person. Mm-hmm. In this movie, he plays a bad guy. He is an L.A. cop who is given young Jake, the boy Jake, played by Ethan Hawke, as his partner for a day, and he's going to show him what life is really like. So here's Jake going in as Mr. Morality, Mr. I'm going to be a great cop, but he sees what a bad seed Denzel Washington is. And Denzel Washington is this way because he's been doing this for so long, and there are other things going on, but he is so evil. In this movie, his own form of street justice, as they're in the commercials and in the trailers, he doles it out.
You know, I am so glad, because I think Denzel Washington is maybe one of my favorite actors.
He's great in
this
movie.
But he's almost been pigeonholed into that nice guy. It's like, you know, okay, hey, guess what, white America? Here's the colored guy who you can go see.
Black man.
You can go see in a movie,
right.
And you won't feel threatened by him.
Right.
Look at, here's Denzel as the coach of a football team where he right. brings them together.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Denzel as a lawyer representing a man with AIDS.
Here's the officer on the ship, you know.
Crimson Tide.
Crimson Tide.
What was the one where he was in the the bone? Here's Denzel.
The bone collector.
Here's Denzel as a poor man who's been paralyzed. I mean, I think, you know, Denzel Washington's a goddamn good actor. Let him be a bad guy.
And in this, you get exactly that. He's a bad guy.
So do you hear this, America? Now you can be, white America, you'd be very afraid of Denzel Washington now.
But he's a bad guy
and
you understand.
You understand
yeah.
to a degree, you agree with him, and you find yourself rooting for him
mm-hmm.
and his way of doing things. And that is something I liked about the movie. It's a movie that is not afraid to get dirty.
Mm-hmm.
It's well-paced.
Well, now, what's wrong with this movie? Denzel Washington was my favorite non-threatening black actor. I've come to this movie, and he's not a sweet, compassionate fellow.
I'm not going to accept him in this role.
That is
what Hollywood does.
I loved him when he represented the man, the homo. I loved him when he did that. Because you know what? In that movie, he did not like homos, but he still respected their right.
He learned to like them.
He respected their right to a fair trial, and at the end, he actually danced with Tom Hanks.
He is firm yet fair.
He is. He is the most non-threatening black actor in America. I went to see this movie. He's got the ski cap on. He's using the bad language. It just offends
He's
me.
He's friends with
no
Snoop Dogg.
Oh.
Snoop Dogg.
But is it good? Is it a kick-ass movie? Is it good?
No, yeah, there's a bit. I think that the end scene, which is a giant shootout, that's a little bit overblown. But just to watch Denzel Washington play a bad guy for me was
good.
Worth the
price. How many dolls?
Three.
One, two, three. Three dolls.
Wow.
Best movie of the week, though.
So is that? Oh, that's not the best one.
Joyride.
Joyride.
Let me tell you about this movie. This movie what? Is going to take a lot of people by surprise. Because it is just that good. It reminds me a lot.
Is this Ethan Hawke?
No. That was Training Day.
This is the one with Steve Zahn.
Zahn and Lily Sobieski and the guy from Fast and Furious, Paul Walker. In this movie, these two guys play a joke
on a very evil truck driver.
Uh-huh. They set him up for a romantic interlude. They get on a CB radio, they get, as Candy Cane, and they're, hi, we'd like to meet you. And they get this trucker to go to a motel. Now, they're next door listening to the trucker get very angry. The trucker finds out it's these two guys, and then he's a faceless guy the whole time. It's a lot like that old Steven Spielberg movie that was on TV called Duel.
Mm-hmm.
Had Dennis Weaver in it, and it was a faceless semi that was chasing Dennis Weaver all through the desert. That's a great movie.
Kind of like The Hitcher, maybe, too.
A little bit like The Hitcher. Very good. Uh-huh. Pulled one out of the hat.
There we go. Thank you.
Very good.
One of my favorite movies.
The Thumb.
Rutger Hauer, The Hitcher. You ever see that movie,
yeah.
The Hitcher?
Yeah, see Thomas
movie.
Howell?
Oh, yeah.
Very well-paced. Funny in part. Steve Zahn is the comic relief throughout the movie. But very, very well done. The guy, the director of this movie, John Dahl, did Rounders. He did a few other movies.
All right. We like Rounders.
The Last Seduction. He's very good at that film noir type thing. He's great in this movie. I think this movie is going to surprise an awful lot of people.
How many porcelain dolls?
Three.
One.
Three. Now, you're not going to talk about the Anthony Hopkins movie this week, yeah?
No, Hearts in Atlantis?
Yeah.
That was also 2 weeks ago.
Okay, yeah, but I mean...
obviously Mike is thinking about seeing it this weekend. Is that
what do you think of that one? Did you see it?
I see Joyride.
You didn't see it.
I did. Go see Joyride.
Really?
Mm. All right. Go see Joyride.
You could use the Stossel factor, though.
Go see
Zoolander.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep in mind that if Stossel doesn't like it,
right,
you might like
there
it.
There you go. So now I'm going to run.
Although Stossel did love Zoolander, and Zoolander opened real big.
I loved Zoolander.
Zoolander's a hit.
I can't go see Will Ferrell in that suit.
Okay.
All right, get out of here, Charlie. Please get well.
Please get well.
I'll see a doctor.
Soon.
Please see, go. Leave here and go immediately to the emergency room.
Okay.
All right. Movie man Charlie Sniffle.
There he is. And I want to start making a quilt for him.
It's like his eighth cold in a month.
Yeah. Guy's always got a cold. Charlie Stossel. Well, I want to see the Denzel movie. The other ones don't really interest me, but...
thank you, Dad.
The Denzel one, I do want to... We got a break. Oh, when we come back, hey, everybody. All right, now let's get down to it. Jerry Glanville and his dog.
Yay.
I ask you not, will be joining us right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
God damn it, Eddie, it's not the knee. Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor.
It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it's always felt like it was full of gravel. Now, come on, give me a B12 shot. That's what I want. Are you messing with my knee?
Hey, how you doing, baby?
All right, Dale, you gonna get a shot?
Oh, no shots for me, Turkey. I can't stand needles.
Hey, you're the master of the technology of this game.
Yeah, how do you do that, man? Take all those pills and shots, man. It does terrible things to your body.
Oh. You last long enough, you'll realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shots.
Not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
You'll get past that.
They got the voodoo. Don and Mike.
Yeah, we do got the voodoo. Hello, oh, hold on, I see.
Stop it! Stop! Shut up!
Shut up!
So she's got to yell at the phone sometime. I see what's happening here. Oh, I see. It's time for the Pick the Pro so they scab and bleed.
All right.
And joining us now... Oh, we love having Coach Jerry Glanville on the show. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, is this the Don and Mike and Bart show? Where's Bart?
Listen, Jerry, Bart is a junior in high school now. He's in school.
Well, it's time for him to give up. Don't ever let education interfere with your schoolwork.
There you go.
Get out there and get on that radio show.
What's so nice about having Jerry on is that he's been on so long, even when Bart was, like, little tiny, would pick the games with us.
He remembers.
And I do remember Bart always beat us.
Yes, he did. And, you know, I will tell him that you said hello because it does mean a lot. Thank you, Jerry.
He's the best.
Jerry, of course, is on the CBS show with the very high-strung, our friend, the very high-strung Jim Nance.
Yes, very, very much. So we always perceive Jim Nance, just one, one bad TV show from getting up on top of a building.
Well, he's just so excitable. I just think he's going to jump out of his skin.
How do you guys deal with sitting outside now? Are they going to make you sit outside every week for the rest of the year?
Oh, yeah. We did that last year.
Yeah,
I like being outside.
It's cold.
Well, you know, last year I looked at the coach at Cleveland, and it was cold and snowing, and he dressed up like Admiral Byrd. You don't win any games dressing up like Admiral Byrd. You got to go out there in your T-shirt, baby.
I would imagine that you, Jerry Glanville, probably dig being out there where you can talk to people more than anybody else. You probably really like it.
Oh, I love it. Being inside, problem with being in New York, you stay inside so much that pretty soon your skin looks like you've been sleeping in a flower bag.
That's true.
What I like to know is, you know, you're also on the great HBO show, which is maybe the best football show of all, the Inside the NFL.
Analysis, none better.
This week's maybe the best show we ever had. You don't miss this week's show.
The question is, which cast do you annoy the most when you are there on the set? Is it the guys on your CBS show or the guys on the HBO show?
I'd say the feeling towards me from those two shows are about equal.
That means he annoys them both.
What I love is that they'll be in a serious discussion, whether it's on the CBS NFL Today or on the HBO Inside the NFL. They'll all be very serious, like that Len Dawson, stone-faced, Nick Bonacani, stone-faced, Dan Marino, stone-faced. They will go to Jerry, and it's all of a sudden it's like an episode of Hee-Haw.
Let's go. Come on. Here we go, baby.
Love it. Love it. Love it. And, Jerry, why is it you always wear purple?
Well, I always got a touch of purple in there, and that goes way back to the Scottish Rite Children's Hospital.
Wow.
I used to wear all black, And when they would tell a child there at Scottish Rite that he wasn't going to make it, that whatever he had was incurable, I would pin the purple on him. I said, that's the courage. That's the color to fight the courage, to fight the fight, and don't give up. And one day, on my race car, the kid said, Coach, you don't have any purple on your race car. Put the purple on there. And ever since then, we've had purple on a race car. And whenever I get dressed, I have a touch of purple somewhere.
Well, that's neat. I like that.
That's something I forgot about Jerry. Jerry also, he like drives the TV people nuts.
Right.
Because in the off season, he goes out and he races his car.
He loves race cars, absolutely.
Now, what is it a NASCAR type car that you have?
Yeah, we're driving the ARCA series this year. We drive the circle track on the ARCA series, and then we drag race NHRA, and we drive a couple of cars in the drag racing, and we drive the Ford Taurus on the ARCA series.
Now, I understand that you have your dog with you today?
Yeah, and he's got a surprise. We heard that somebody had a birthday 2 weeks ago. Was that you, Don?
Yes, it was, Jerry.
Well, my dog's here. Let me see if I can wake him up. He thought he was going on earlier.
Wow.
People call. Come here, Code.
Okay.
People call from all over the country because he likes to sing happy birthday to people.
Oh, wow. God. Okay.
This is 2 weeks left.
Okay.
But, wake up, dog. Come on, Code. He's going to sing to you if you got time for a little happy birthday.
Yes, absolutely. Jerry Glanville's gone.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
That is a payoff. Cool. That is a payoff right there.
How about that, brother?
That's pretty good.
Buddy, how old were you?
I mean this. That qualifies on this show as top-notch entertainment.
We love that kind of stuff.
Jerry, let me say this. I don't know. How old were you on your birthday?
I was 43.
You can remember for your 43rd birthday, a German schnauzer called you up. In fact, he dialed the phone and sang happy birthday to you. You can't beat it.
Now, I heard, did you say the dog's name is Cody? That's not for Cody Gifford, is it?
No, it's for Cody Carlson. Remember, Cody came in and substituted for Warren Moon. When Warren Moon thought he was injured that 1 year. We had to go find a backup.
He thought he was injured.
There's the real Coach Glanville right there.
The reason I say thought, finally they said we're going to fly out to California to Dr. Job, who operates on sore shoulders, and he will do the surgery. And I never forget Warren Moon said, surgery? He says, yeah, they're going to cut you over. He goes, hell, I'm well. Feels great. Well, that word surgery will get people going quicker than anything.
That singing dog, that is the funniest friggin' thing I've heard.
That is fantastic.
Jerry, Coach?
I want you to tell the world about the dog now because there's not many dogs that sing happy birthday. Did you like it?
Now, have you brought the dog on TV at all?
We loved it.
Have you brought the dog on?
Maybe you can call Dave Letterman and tell him I do have the best singing dog.
Oh, absolutely.
Count on it. Coach, we're going to pick some games now. The five biggest games of the week. I think we have Rudy on the line. Rudy, you have
Cody,
never...
Cody, pick the games, too.
Cody can do that.
Hey, oh, yeah.
Rudy, you have never done anything on this show in the 10 years you've been on this show.
Not nearly that entertaining.
You have never done anything as entertaining as Jerry Glanville's dog just did.
I got to say this to you guys. Jerry traded on me this morning. I started laughing, so I'd already heard the act. And guess what? Right now, I laughed even louder. You know what?
Yeah, you should stick that dog on Jim Nance.
Yeah.
I would love it.
I did, but the dog lifted his leg on Jim.
All right. We're going to pick the five biggest games, and here's the order we're going to go in.
Okay.
Don, Mike, Rudy, and then Coach Glanville. No one.
I'm picking in place of Bart.
Yes, you. And thank you again for mentioning his name. He will be tremendously humbled by that. The first game we're picking is Minnesota at New Orleans. I will take the Saints. Mike.
I like Minnesota.
Rudy.
Give me those Saints.
All right, Coach Jerry. Who's going to win?
I picked the Saints to go to the Super Bowl until I saw them last week. Very disappointed in them. They didn't hit and they didn't hustle. And I like the way Culpepper played. Culpepper played so good, not one wide receiver hollered at him. I'm going for Culpepper. The Vikings win.
All right, here's our next game. Tennessee at the Ravens. Even though there's no Ray Lewis, I got to go with the Ravens.
Yeah, same here. Baltimore Ravens.
Rudy.
It's Tennessee's turn. They're backs to the wall.
All right, Coach Glanville.
I'm going with the Ravens because I saw Tennessee get out hit by the Jacksonville Jaguars. If that can happen to you, the Ravens are liable to be up for murder.
All right, now this one. All right, why are we even picking this game? Redskins and the Giants, please. The Giants.
This will be the first time I go against the Redskins. I got to go with the Giants.
Rudy.
Give me those Giants. Hate to see it.
And Jerry?
I think Don, Mike, Jerry, and Rudy could beat the Redskins.
All right. Giants. Are the Redskins the worst team in the league?
I don't know. I haven't seen Detroit yet, but they say it could be close. I look for Detroit to play the Redskins in the Toilet Bowl February 15th.
All right, here's another good game. Green Bay at Tampa Bay. That's a big game. I'll take Green Bay.
Got to go with Green Bay.
Okay, I'll take Tampa Bay because they got to win one.
All right, Jerry?
I'm going with Green Bay because I think Favre, you know, has the addition of two tight ends. And when Favre's got a tight end, go back to the 90s, that's when they win the whole thing. I think Green Bay's kind of special.
And, you know, the last two games we have to choose from, I mean, we're not going to pick this Monday night game, the Rams and the Lions. Everybody will take the Rams. Let's pick the Sunday night game. It's Carolina and San Francisco. I'm going to shock you. I'll take Carolina to win this game.
I like the Niners.
And I'll take San Francisco also.
I think this Garcia, he got off that stage, quit playing the guitar, and Garcia may be as good a quarterback as anybody playing. Did you remember when he was real heavy and had glasses?
Yeah. Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry, that was it.
No, I'm talking to you, Jerry.
Oh, I thought you were talking to Jerry Garcia.
What the hell are we going to do with you? Coach, it is always great to have you on this show. You are welcome anytime, my friend.
Well, next time I come, I'll have the dog. He's going to practice another song for you.
Oh, I'd love to see if you could ever bring that dog into our studio. That would be a lot. We'd give your dog a whole segment.
We would. And Coach,
man, you're offering Cody his own show?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Are you kidding? What? Cody's
well,
a dog.
Well, you know what? I've listened to your show for 10 years. You've had a lot of dogs on there.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Jerry.
Rudy for one of them.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Thank you, Coach.
All right.
See you later. Bye-bye. Goodbye, Rudy.
Hey,
Rudy. Oh, hold on. Rudy, you got a nugget for us?
Yeah, I do. How about this?
You got something you didn't have in your column? Everybody, of course, you know Rudy Martsky from USA Today, America's number one TV sports journalist. Oh, let me see you got a column today?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, hold on. Let me see what it is. It's CBS does good in the ratings.
A-.
Because they have the AFC.
That's right. Are there any A-?
Phil Sims. Oh, you love Phil Sims. You write about Phil Sims. Charles Barkley, Dick Stockton.
Lots of kudos, not many brickbats today.
Yeah, today it was a big kiss.
Well, they bit him out. Okay, but no, it's funny. It's a
big kiss-ass column you got.
Hey, Rudy, it's about time to update that picture, don't you think?
Yeah, it's topless. About time. I'm going to send one in next week. To satisfy you guys.
Right, make it a nude.
This one, yeah. Rudy's picture. You know, Rudy
is topless anyway, Bob.
Rudy's always on page 2C of USA Today.
There he is.
The red section, the sports section. All right, Rudy, what is the nugget, something we would not have known if we were not talking to you, the guru of TV sports?
Well, Dan, how about this?
How about this?
The Redskins are looking to trade Michael Westbrook by the October 16th deadline.
Well, who wants him? Who wants him?
Well, I'll tell you, give you a team. You know, Denver lost Ed McCaffrey for the season with that injury, and they may be interested in Westbrook because, of course, he's only 29. The guy was the number one draft choice. If his head's on straight, he can really help them. Now, and then the Redskins get out from underneath the problem of carrying Westbrook on their roster, and they're not going anywhere this year, so why not do it? And he becomes a free agent at the end of the season, unrestricted free agent, so this is what they're trying to do. Whether they pull it off, it's another question.
I will say this, that is actually... Hold on, here. That is an actual... From anyway, anybody before.
We'll have to see if it shakes out, but I think, most Redskins fans aren't going to be, crying a lot of tears if Michael Westbrook goes away.
Right, but how much you want about the trade to Denver? Guy catch like 60 passes.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure. As soon as he leaves the Redskins, he'll be an all-pro.
He'll become a superstar.
All right, Rupert, thank you. We'll talk to you next week. Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you, Rudy.
You got it.
Thank you, Jerry Glanville. Love that singing dog. Oh.
That is fantastic. I hope he brings his singing dog on TV.
I hope he brings him into the studio. Let him come up to NEW.
Absolutely.
Next time we're up there, bring his dog in.
Yeah, we'll just talk to, you know, Jerry Glanville can sit in the corner. We'll just talk to the dog.
I thought it would be lame.
Right.
I thought it would be like...
No, is that real?
And that dog loved this thing. Oh, it's time for Buzz here at the news.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz.
He made it up.
And Buzz, the lead story has to be, that's one hell of a dog.
It is. It is a hell of a dog.
No, what's the lead story, really?
Today's top story, everybody's talking about Anthrax.
A great band.
Yes, yes,
great band. Not as good as Pantera.
And look at how happy you are.
No. No, he's the fear monger.
He's the fear monger.
He loves it, the fear monger.
Don't be concerned.
You know, I want to tell you, before we get into the story, I know someone. I'm going to get in trouble if I say the person's name. Mike, it is, turn the microphones off for a second, I'll tell you.
All right.
This is, we're about to do a story about Anthrax, and Don knows somebody.
Right, so Mike knows what I'm talking about. This person... is carrying around the vaccine,
right?
Carrying it around with he or she themselves at all times.
Now, is it the protection vaccine or is it the antibiotic that you take after you've been exposed to it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
All I know is that
a lot of people
she is walking around with this stuff, and my thought is, you know, if you get it,
right?
First of all. It ain't like you get it and you go, oh, my God, I got anthrax. I got a, you know. It's not like, oh, I could have had a V8. Like,
exactly.
Like you just shoot yourself up with this stuff and you're okay, right?
Absolutely.
A, B, or C?
It's no big deal. Ever since all this went down, I've been actually carrying anthrax. So, I mean, everyone does what you can
Bob's
to prepare.
Bob's a carrier.
Very scary.
Hold up your sign again, Buzz.
A, B, or C?
It was not Wendell.
No.
It was not G. Gordon Liddy.
No.
And it was not Andy Wright.
No, none of the above. Just a guess.
It's a woman I know. Okay. Who's walking around right.
Woman.
Huh. And it's not Frida, but someone close to her walking around with this.
Don't worry, everything's going to be fine.
Goddamn anthrax!
No anthrax!
Come on! Don't worry about it. It's Frank Gorshin.
Listen, if there
smoke a Vantage anthrax cigarette,
if there is going to be a biological attack, I guarantee Ocean City, Maryland. Ain't on the map for that, okay?
So it's safe, okay.
Yeah, you're safe there.
Maybe.
They could drop a nuclear bomb and Ocean City would still be there.
Gotcha. I know about those wind currents.
They've taken out the Ferris wheel!
Everybody. Stay tuned for Buzz's report on America's fear.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
professional. This is the Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Damn straight.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Testing! The Don and Mike Show.
Bring in some 4-Hour Club stuff. Were you singing there, Buzz?
Yes, I was.
Let's hear some more of that, please.
No, I don't.
Oh, come on, Buzz. Come on.
You turn the music down, and then it's just embarrassing.
Join the Dynamite 4-Hour Club. P.O. Box 3649er, Washington, D.C. 20007. Promise to listen to the show every day. And I promise we'll call as much as we can to try to give away stuff. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Sophia.
Yes, hello, Sophia.
I was calling about that dog you guys were so impressed with earlier.
Jerry Glanville's dog? Yes, we were, honey.
Yeah, and I have a schnauzer also that can out-sing that dog any day.
Well, where's the dog? Bring it on.
Okay, when can I come down?
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, you call up, you should have your dog there.
My dog's at home. I'm actually out on my way home from work.
Come on. All right, well, call us sometime when you can bring the dog down or when you got the dog there with you.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Trying to do a radio show. We got to talk about a friggin' dog dying.
Two? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy. This is Vince calling.
Hello, Vince.
Hey, I'd like to know if they're going to do a story on Rickey Henderson today.
Why would we do a story about Rickey Henderson?
He broke some record, and he gave a speech, and you can't even understand what he's saying.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes, he's been called a hot dog.
It's a total
and a slacker. But he's immensely talented.
All right, hold on. Now, listen, I was getting mad at this guy, saying, why would we do a story about dumb Ricky Henderson, maybe one of the biggest a-hole baseball players of all time. But if he made a speech that is unintelligible...
Absolutely.
Then I would love it. Where was it on, ESPN or Fox Sports?
Either one.
All right, thanks. We'll find it.
You got it.
All right, thank you. Thank you for that update.
Have a good one.
Thanks. Buzz, do you even know by any chance what channel ESPN is?
No, I don't.
Didn't think so. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I'm sorry.
All right.
And so are we.
Thank you.
Is it 204?
Mike. That's headline news. ESPN 206, CNN SI 205.
That's not a fag thing. I mean, I know where it is when I try to find it. It's a you know, the thing where you know all those numbers and stuff. I can't tell you. Well, I know HBO.
501.
501. Why don't you quiz me on some of the other stations?
You'll never get it. VH1.
All right, let's just do the news.
You know, Buzz has Cox over there.
I hate it when you do that thing where you exhale. You know, when you go.
It's 3:35. VH1, 3:35.
All right.
3:35.
Or 84 on the
ask
cable.
Ask me the networks. Oh, come on. It's 479.
Yeah, 479. 973, 971, 970.
Come on. That's nothing to that.
Well, I...
You know what the most important one is? This what? Weekend, 301.
TV Land, right? Dick Van Dyke Fandemonium Weekend.
All weekend.
All weekend. They run Dick Van Dyke 24 hours a day.
48. 6 a.m. to 6 a.m.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
yeah,
strong.
You're right. Double. 208 ESPN Classic.
How about Trio?
Trio? It's in the music channels. I'm going to guess. This is a guess. No. Wait, that's Much Music.
How about the Golf Channel?
Hold on a second. The Golf Channel is 604.
How? Ask me. Here's the one I know though.
What?
596.
Oh yeah,
who does everyone knows that.
Yeah, thank you.
Vivid TV. Trio is a dumb Canadian channel. You stumped me on that. What's that one, Rob?
I think it's 315. I could be wrong. I just watch it for laughing.
What's 236? Anyone except Rob? 236.
MTV.
No, Rob, you got it?
I don't know 236.
Wait, Entertainment Television.
Oh, EXI.
I knew that one. Right. I swear to God, if you'd given me
here's another
more
one.
Time, I'd know it. 245. Rob, you can't play.
Okay.
245. You guys don't know anything about DirecTV.
You have 245 is the Learning Channel.
No, it's TNT.
It's close to the Learning Channel.
It's close.
Mm-hmm.
It's close. It's not there, though. It's close, though. Hello, Jay. Hey, listen, I'm sorry. Earlier in the show, I was talking about what an idiot I was with my kid in school.
This is where you excel.
This is me. I'm a rain man when it comes to the TV channel.
You know what? They should have asked you last night.
But, you know, seriously, you know what I'm thinking right now, being as competitive as I am, I'm saying I watch a great deal of television. I flip around a lot, and I'm going to commit these channels to memory.
Not a chance.
I am going to commit these channels
to
memory.
You let me know whenever you want to take me on.
All right.
What's 512?
512 would be...
Skinamax.
One of the movie channels.
Skinamax.
Right.
What's 520?
You sound like Johnny Oddville.
What's 520?
520 would be Stars.
537.
I got Stars.
Okay.
I got Stars.
537.
537? Would be Showtime.
See, now, all you do, you know I'm doing all the pay ones. Okay.
But give me some credit. I got it. I got two in a row.
524.
Flicks.
Black Stars.
Okay.
The channel Rob never watches.
I don't think I get that.
He doesn't get that on
Hello, Jay.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
I was watching that Ricky Henderson thing last night myself. I don't know much about the guy, but he did definitely sounded like a complete idiot. He was trying not to.
But did he butcher the language?
Ebonics, I guess.
Yeah, someone should get us that tape. I'd like to goof on that tape if anyone has the...
It's always we can never have a discussion about a black athlete that's speaking poorly without some guy going, Ebonics, I guess. It's always got to be cut and dry. It's always got to be one or the other. Why can't we all just be a little bit more, let it all like run together a little bit more instead of it being
so goddamn. I learned that word from you guys.
Yeah, okay. Michael Jordan was a great one. I mean, he his press conference the other day, he was butchering the language.
He was indeed. Yes, he was.
What was the one he said he had? One that was.
Oh, I forgot what it was. Wait a minute.
Nobody.
No, not the one that was in the newspaper. There was one that at the press conference.
Oh, damn it. I remember it was
Mike and I were laughing about it.
Oh, man, I can't remember. Was it about parameters? Barameters.
Barameters.
I came in with no, I came into this league with no barameters.
Oh, that's good.
That's
right.
That's what it was. It was fun.
Christ, that's funny. Oh, someone get us that Ricky Henderson tape. Hey. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Bobby.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey.
O'Meara.
Yeah.
Question for you.
Sure.
I speak to Frank Gorshin.
I do it, sir. It's Frank Gorshin. What can I do for you, pal? Thank you. Thanks a lot. Good call. Good talking to you.
I'm sorry I started going to the phones here. It's time for Buzz in the News.
I've done it, Mike.
I forgot. You know, Buzz, you started singing, and I took a phone call, and I forgot. It's news time here.
598. Hot Spice. There you go.
We got the discussion about DirecTV and all the channels.
I could be wrong about that, too.
Here he is.
I don't even know my porn channels.
596 is Vivid TV double feature.
I know that.
597 is Hot. 598 is Spice, I think.
I think Hot Spice.
Hot Spice, yeah. That's it.
There we go.
Now you know.
Yeah, I could never compete. You know like 300 of them, don't you?
I think I got almost all of them committed to memory.
That's something to shoot for this weekend.
Buzz, what do you got?
Well, the government says there'll be a very intense investigation into the case of a Florida man who's dying of anthrax. Anthrax is a livestock disease that's also deadly to humans.
F you, white trash.
Long been considered a biological weapon. There is a vaccine for it, but mostly that's only available to military personnel. Normally, it's absorbed through the skin and easily treated. The anthrax victim in Florida has a rare form of the disease. He inhaled it. The latest case of its kind in the U.S. was 25 years ago. This guy was an outdoorsman. They think maybe that's how he picked it up. They don't suspect terrorism.
You can get it off, like, dead animals and stuff, right?
You can, or even get it from the soil. It's not contagious.
So if he was out harvesting deer, he might have got it.
Exactly.
I heard you get it from a toilet seat.
No, that's not true.
It jumps right on you.
You can, but it's very uncomfortable.
And the itching.
He is a photographer, this guy, for the Sun tabloid. His home is about a mile from the hotel room where one of the hijackers stayed. Same hijacker who had inquired about crop-dusting planes.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. If the government learns of a bioterror attack, it'll immediately ship 50-ton packages of antibiotics, IV fluid, and other equipment to hospitals handling an outbreak. The government says it has enough antibiotics to treat 2 million cases of the disease and has plans to stockpile enough for 10 million people. There is a 100% chance the United States will face a major attack here or overseas if and when we strike against Afghanistan. That's what one intelligence official told the Senate yesterday, according to the Washington Post.
You notice I'm biting my tongue here.
I do. Good control.
Not saying a thing.
Great control.
100% chance that they're going to retaliate. No problem.
Right.
We're not doing anything.
That's true. Not yet.
They don't have to retaliate to our retaliation.
Intelligence officials admit that some of what they're hearing could just be big talk or aimed at discouraging us from striking back, but they also say some of the information is, and I quote, very real. The paper says this reality has convinced the White House and other government officials to talk over the past few days about the best way to tell us about the threat without setting off panic. Around the country, local governments are preparing for biochemical attacks, but reports vary about just how ready they might be for that.
Did you see, this is not a joke, did you see, you know, Stacey Bridges?
Right. Yeah.
Who works here at the station? Mm-hmm. Did you see the gas mask on her desk?
No, I didn't. She's always had that, I think.
No.
Really?
She just picked it up just within the last week.
She's ready.
Yeah, well, I'm going to befriend her.
The rebels
of... If there is some kind of biological attack, I am going to just hide between her breasts.
You'll be safe.
I'm going to just jump between those gigantic mounds of fun flesh.
That's right. The rebels of Afghanistan, the ones who fight the evil Taliban government there, say they will not wait until the U.S. attacks. The Northern Alliance says it will strike at the Taliban almost immediately, even if it means they go it alone.
Gee, speaking of covert operations, I wonder if they're saying that because perhaps now they might be a little better equipped than they were before.
Don't you think so?
Hmm.
Just have to guess.
Yeah. Hold on, Buzz. I got some guys who want to challenge me. Hello. Yeah. Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I was wondering, what was... Channel 420 ESPN 2?
Channel 420 on DirecTV? It's a Hispanic channel.
OK.
Okay, then.
What was that? I thought the guy really wanted to challenge me.
You know, he wanted to, like, say something silly and then take a hit of his bong.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, fine.
It's just wrong.
What's MSG?
Oh, MSG? Okay, give me a second.
612. Ooh,
what is it?
612.
Wrong.
What is
that? Was Mike. Give me a chance. Don't let Mike take my place. Right. Hold on now. Give me a second.
Don't let Mike take my place.
I know. Wait, no. 626 is Empire. That's Buffalo. So it's higher than that. 630 is Pittsburgh. I'm going to guess. Is it in the 620s?
Yes.
Christ. I'm going to go 624.
I'll say 623.
621. Mm-hmm. All right, you stumped me.
You got me. And I'm sorry, I really did give him the win. Yeah. This is your party, and I won't.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't have MSG memorized because I don't bother to watch the Mets.
I have the Yankees.
I won't have MSG memorized, the Yankees, because the Mets are on the other one. I won't have that memorized until basketball season.
Right.
See, to watch the Knicks.
It's different for me because I have a Chinese dish with no MSG.
Oh, shut up, Rock. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, is this Don and Mike?
All I know is that whenever I watch MSG, whenever I watch it, I get so tired.
Yeah, but you want to watch it again in like an hour.
But hello?
Hello, is this Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Some people have headaches.
Oh, my God, Rade, I think you are so sexy.
You're very right.
Don?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you. I really think you're hot, and your wife is such a lucky woman to have you in bed every single night.
I think we got a retarded lady on the phone here is what I think.
I'm not retarded.
I think
you're
you
all
are.
Very sexy.
Well, let her finish. She's spoken to Rob and to you.
Yes, and Mike, I love your voices, and you're really sexy. I love people who are funny, and if you weren't married, I'd be after you right now.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Bye. Retarded girl.
Goodbye.
I'm not retarded, you ass.
Poor little retarded girl calling the show.
Hello, Don and Mike show, you ass.
That little retarded girl.
Hello.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike show?
Yeah, hi.
Is this Don?
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi, Don. This is first time caller, long time listener. I just wanted to ask two questions, if I may.
Sure.
Why is it that you don't want people calling in about the special forces and their operations, if I may ask, if you have something against that?
What are you talking about?
You tend to cut them off sometimes when they call in. The other day you had a gentleman call in about the
Because, listen, I gave my point of view, and then people call in with their point of view, and frankly, I'm not going to turn this into goddamn Meet the Press. I think that we should do something, get off our hands, and do something. If you want to call and say that it's fine that we're waiting, I'll let you say it. But I got nothing against special forces.
Okay, no, I wasn't trying to imply that.
What you said.
That's exactly what you said.
That's what you said.
You just tend to cut him off. He tried to make it.
Right. Thanks.
Good day to you.
See, I just did it again, you stupid prick. Hello, Don and Mike show. This is not a democracy. Please, never think it's a democracy. This is a two-headed dictatorship.
A two-headed dictatorship.
Two big dickheads right here, me and Mike. Hello?
Hey, how you doing, Don? I want to challenge you.
Oh, come on. Go ahead.
When's your anniversary?
When's your anniversary? June 7th.
Okay.
You tried to throw a monkey wrench there. If then you ask him his, he wouldn't know.
Hello, Steven.
Yes, hey, Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering why you never let Buzz finish the news. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, that's our goal every day, is never to let Buzz finish the news.
I finish. He finishes strong.
He's so talented. I just wish you'd give him some more time.
I give him time, but give him the last friggin' hour of the show.
I think he's read about 3 stories so far.
That's right.
And he's going to give you more.
He's read 4 stories.
But okay, now, you know, by doing this, you are cutting into his time.
But let me explain how this works to you.
I was afraid of that.
Let me explain how this works to you. This is an entertainment show.
Right.
And Buzz is a great news guy. A great source of news. But if you really want to know serious news, and that's all you want to know, then, like, go turn on the news station. But if you can't stand the fact that we're going to interrupt the flow of the news with our pointless comments, well, then change the station.
Oh, no, I don't want to change the station.
Why?
Won't do that.
Why?
Won't do that, because I like the news and the comments.
Well, then why are you busting balls?
I would just like to see the percentage go from, 70% Don and Mike to maybe...
Well, I would like to see 40. I would like to see the percentage of you go from 100% to 0%.
And you know what? We can make that happen.
I'll hang up and let Buzz get on with it then.
Yeah, well, you know what? Buzz can now because I got to take a commercial break now because you've been running your mouth here.
Oh, my apologies, Buzz.
That's all right. I know you meant well. I think you did.
Why
don't you just ask Buzz? Buzz, are you unhappy doing the news in this format?
Not a bit. I'm glad to be here. I'm grateful for the opportunity.
You know why he says that, sir? He says that because he gets paid an S-load of money.
Right.
Well, enough to pay for bowling shirts and bowling balls, I guess.
Yeah, we got those for free.
All right, now you are just continuing
to ramble here.
You could hang up, and if you hung up, that would give Buzz more time.
I will. Have a great weekend, guys.
You too.
Thank you, friend.
There you go.
I think you meant well.
It's always the buzzheads that call in, isn't it? Huh?
Yeah, with the grin and the, he had a grin. I question his sincerity.
Big Buzz fans.
Okay.
We love Buzz, too. We got a break, though.
Yes.
And we'll be back with lots more of us.
Right.
And a little bit of Buzz. Right after
this. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the Science Building.
Remember, ring on, say what you must, then ring off. The Don and Mike Show.
And it's going to call 100. 877-365-3636. I promise, just one last call, and we'll get right back to Buzz. The girl we said is retarded is back, and she's pissed.
Uh-oh.
I guess she can't take a joke. Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike.
That doesn't sound like a girl.
Hold on a second. Where's the girl? Is this the girl that's pissed?
Yes, this is Daria, who you call retarded, and I called you an ass.
Right. Don't be mad, honey. We're goofing around.
It's not goofing around. I was called retarded when I was a little kid. I had a learning disability.
Sorry. I didn't know you were really retarded. Now, here is Buzz.
When Scott Bender awoke,
he was really retarded.
Well, learning disability, I
suppose. Retarded.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. How you doing? This is Special Ed. That'd be a good disc jockey name on the weekend, huh?
Special Ed, yeah, especially here.
Special Ed with you. Now here's a Buzz.
Here's a spooky story. When Scott Bender awoke, it was dark inside the U.S. Airways jet he'd taken from North Carolina to Birmingham, Alabama. It was dark, and he was alone. He wasn't sure if it was real. It did occur to him that the plane had crashed and that he might be dead.
Oh,
he says that if the flight attendants had awakened him after the plane landed, he wouldn't have been so terrified. But they didn't. No one did. They just left Scott Bender asleep in the back of the plane, turned off the lights, and went home.
Oh, my God. That sucks, Buzz.
That is horrible.
To add inconvenience to horror, he couldn't get his luggage till the next day. He's now suing U.S. Airways for mental and emotional anguish, lost wages, and expenses. The airline has no comment.
Man, to be able to sleep through a landing, though, that's cool. You can do that.
Yeah.
I do it all the time.
God, I'd love to be able to do that.
We'll wake you. Don't worry.
The WWF says it stopped using the words war and Armageddon in deference to what's happening in the real world. The wrestling company used the words in the titles of three of its TV shows, but dropped them, saying they may be construed as insensitive. And the WWF is nothing if not sensitive.
Absolutely.
Raw is war will now be known just as Raw. The war zone has become the Raw zone, and the WWF says it has not yet come up with a name to replace the title of its pay-per-view special, Armageddon.
Well, I think the world's getting back to normal.
Stevie Wonder's ex-girlfriend is suing him for $30 million. I have a feeling you will embrace this story. It's a palimony suit in which she accuses him of giving her genital herpes.
Oh, my God. Stevie just can't see my needs. He can't seem to see my point of view. Stevie's got herpes?
Well, that's what she says.
Steve's got herpes?
That's what she says.
Oh, man, Sir Duke.
Steve Wonder.
Angela McAfee says she and Wonder hooked up 5 years ago with him promising to support her for life if they broke up.
Hey, Stevie, I didn't know you had herpes.
Neither did I. No New Year's Day.
How much did you, Jesse Jackson?
They're similar impressions. You know, Jesse Jackson sounds like everybody I do anyway.
But no, you do a good Stevie Wonder.
I want to thank my maker, and I'm sorry about the genital herpes. Thank you. Oh, it's underneath my robe.
Oh, God.
Angela also says he didn't tell her he had herpes and that now she has it too.
Oh, yeah.
One of Stevie's lawyers says the lawsuit is without merit.
Do you remember one time we had Stevie Wonder on the show? I love this. I said to him, do you know they have you wearing a shower curtain? He laughed.
Mm-hmm.
He laughed. He's funny.
He had a good sense of humor.
I was BH.
Yeah.
Before herpes.
Boy, you know, Tony Bennett. That's Stevie Wonder. Who's next?
Blind and herpes. That's like two strikes.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah,
at least you don't have to look at them, though. The outbreak.
That's right. He just feels them.
Yeah, that might be worse.
Feels down there and goes, oh, herpes.
Right. It's
going to make it spread.
Herpes a love bug.
Oh, get ready for a hassle. 8 pills a day.
The part of Harlem where Bill Clinton has his office is partly known for its supply of prostitutes, which is why Kathy Lee Gifford has decided not to open a daycare center there after all. The former TV hostess sponsors a charity for underprivileged kids. That organization bought a building on East 126th Street a few months ago. But the New York Post says the building went back up for sale this week after Kathy Lee realized the area was a little too dicey for young children. A spokesman for Kathy Lee hasn't answered invitations to comment.
She used to work there, that's why.
In sports, Barry Bonds is back in San Francisco, and tonight the Giant Slugger will try to break the single-season home run record he shares with Mark McGwire. Bonds hit his 70th homer of the season last night as the Giants beat Houston 10-2. Seattle Mariners will try to break the single-season American League record for the most wins. The M's won their 114th game of the season last night and share the all-time mark with the 98 Yankees. Finally, the new Guinness Book of World Records is out. Featured this year, Australian Graham Barker, who's been collecting his belly button lint every day since 1984.
Gross.
He has over a half an ounce so far.
Smells like cheese in this room.
Briton Ken Edwards got into the book by eating 36 medium-sized cockroaches in 1 minute. Ken is a full-time performer and can also stuff 47 rats into a pair of pantyhose. While he's wearing them. Monty Pierce likes to play with his ears. Because he started stretching his earlobes as a child, he can now cover his eyes with them, even pull them down under his chin, and he can use one of his ears to catapult a coin 12 feet into the air. Paul Hun, also a Brit, can belch at over 118 decibels. About the same amount of noise a jet makes during takeoff.
Wow.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. No! You gotta go.
No.
But listen, the show doesn't have to end. Call me in the office. I'll be here for a couple hours after the show today.
You can be interested.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't hurt yourselves. Love your freedom. Love your barn. Hey, it's a big chance. Today, see Rob and Lisa, 4 to 6 at Just Tires in Alexandria.
Oh, man, get a tire, see the kids.
And tomorrow, visit lovable Lisa and hateful Rob from 1 till 3 at Lowe's in New Carrollton. Come see the Dynamite Gutter Balls. We're going to be playing our first ever bowling match against Buzz. It's against
the Aggravation.
Aggravation. Woodhaven Lanes in Queens, Wednesday, October 10th, 7:30 p.m. Information at WNEW.com. Join the 4-Hour Club. I promise we'll double up on the calls next week. You can do it online at DonAndMikeFans.com. All next week, we'll be giving away a vacation every day to Iceland Air. Our thanks to Iceland Air. All the money we give away on the show, courtesy of Simply Wireless, go to SimplyWireless.com. And next week, we're up in New York. Finally, the debut of Don and Mike's Holden. It's about time. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
We're doing great.
Great. What color am I?
Sorry.
Wrong one.
Got to be assertive at the end of the show. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm calling 100.
Yeah. What's your name?
My name is Brian.
What are you doing to Bobby Brown?
Yeah, I'm chilling down with the two fat men.
Yeah. Hey, where are you from?
Woodstock.
You, my friend, have won a Band of Brothers prize pack. Don't miss Band of Brothers. New episode Sunday night, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, only on the HBO. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it.
We do appreciate it. Have a great weekend, everybody. Good show today. We'll see you on Monday.
All right.
Thank you, and goodbye, Buzz.
Thank you. Goodbye, Don.
Thank you. Goodbye, Mike.
Thank you. Goodbye, Don.
Robbie.
Friend.
Oh, and goodbye, Cal.
You won't be missed.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show today, Cal Ripken Jr.
No problem, Captain.
Throw your hat in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore. You mind just we will see you Monday.
Bye-bye. Can we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, yeah.
Be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.